guns in the size produce and Grand Prix, and winners best in the Lord Mayors and Glen Logan. There's only one place to look for seven thrilling group races this Saturday. Group 1, Kingsford Smith Cup Day at Eagle Farm, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Dynamic Syndications with trainer Mick Price and Aquas Farm offer a high-quality filly by Written Tycoon. From a half-sister to Group 1 winner Zip Zip Array and stakes winner Zip and Easy, and closely related to Group 1 winners Nicconi and Nicanero.
Hi, it's Mick Price here for Dynamic Syndications, the Written Tycoon filly. I love the filly. She's strong, muscly, really nice filly.
Join our Dynamic Mick Price and Aquas Farm team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, don't forget those bonus bet offers available today at Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington. Races 1, 2 and 3, if your horse runs second, a bet up to $50. So races Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington. And today at Randwick, the Big Six kicks off with race 4. A suggested jackpot, it should reach around $100,000. A beautiful morning here at Eagle Farm, fine and sunny as it is back at Randwick for Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, is with us. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
At some stage, mate, this weather's going to turn, we hope, with some rain, but at the moment it's just glorious weather.
No, it's been magnificent the last few days. It's been good for the tracks, and obviously, you know, the tracks have been racing well as a consequence of that.
Righto. Now, just on the jockey front, we are after another jockey in race 9. I think it's just come through. Number 21, Leo Gang, is now Winona Costin. 921, Winona Costin. And number 23, as we've given you, is Jean Van Overmeer. What have you got for us, Mark?
Yeah, Jean will just ride that half over too, Andrew, in the last race. There's a shortage of riders there, so he'll be half over.
Okay.
In the first race, number 7, Principal was at Newcastle, 7th of May. Ran third there behind Autocratic, but look, it was caught wide in the early stages. Tom Berry made the decision to go back in the field, got a long way back, had to make a long run. Then in the straight, it was inclined to hang in, and Tommy Berry had to stop riding in straight near about the 100 metres, but probably in retrospect, it did get a long way back and had a fair bit to do to make up ground on the straight. Race 4, number 14, Belfast Bella, Hawkesbury on the 27th of April. Finished second there behind Free Fly, only beaten just on a length. But in the early stages, it went back from an awkward draw, but then had difficulty obtaining clear running between the 300 and the 200. That's last 200 metres is reasonably good in the circumstances. To race 5, number 7, Spencer, Kensington on the 4th of May. Finished 5th behind Pushu, but shortly after the start, it was steady when it was crowded. Raced keenly throughout the early stages, was checked to avoid hills about the 1,000 metres and did have some difficulty obtaining clear running in the early part of the straight and found the line quite strongly. And the final one to mention, Andrew, comes up in race 9, number 6, Mixed X Factor, having its first start for Joe Pride on the 4th of May. As the start was affected, it lost ground, was reluctant to leave the barriers, lost about 4 lengths at the start and never really travelled comfortably at any stage in throughout the event. Struck with a whip in the straight and just appeared to resent that as well. So it was sent back to the trial on the 17th of May, but certainly did have some excuses there when having its first start for the stable.
Okay, that's Miss X Factor for Joe Pride there in the last race 9, number 6. All right, thank you, Mark, for that. Good luck today there at Randwick.
Thanks, Andrew.
Let's hope it's a quiet day for all concerned there at this good day. It's always a good day, the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day. And joining us along with Duff is Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. Simon Dinopoulos is in Singapore for tonight's Cranji Mile meeting. Good morning to you, Brad Gray.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Looking forward to today.
Yeah, how's it look from your point of view, mate? How's that ring of confidence?
Pretty good, actually. I think it's a good little betting card. There's a few horses there which obviously display a fair bit of talent. You wouldn't be surprised to see them go on to Queensland and certainly be competitive in some group races up there, and it's quite rare, but I haven't lost a single scratching from all my four numbers on top, so fingers crossed that that's a little bit of an omen.
How did you go, Duff?
No, I survived. Oh, I thought so on top.
Yeah.
Which was brave, but and I had, I think I only had to change one or two other fourth place getters.
Remarkable when there's 31 of them.
Incredible. Incredible.
Anyway, that's the group. Like us here, we're at Eagle Farm this morning, Brad, as you know, but back at Randwick, you've got similar weather, just glorious stuff there.
Yeah, it's beautiful outside. I cannot see a single cloud out there, so it's going to be a lovely winter's day out at Randwick. The track's already good. We know that when it generally races firm, it can produce some really slick times, so I wouldn't be surprised if they were smashing the clock again today.
And he's here as in the van, ready, pumped. Larry's here. He's been wound up. Doesn't want to. No, he's ready to go. The Tab's Glenn Munsey. Morning, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie, for the second time this morning. Morning, Brad. How's Padstow this morning? Beautiful as normal?
Always. The rainbow over the top of my house right now, Muns.
Oh, beautiful.
This is a big day on many fronts. We've got the Tab National Jockeys Trust Appeal Day, but the day at Randwick where the Sporting Chance Cancer Team, they really set it up well in the big ballroom.
Yeah, and the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation been going for quite a while now. I remember going to one of their first functions, a golf day at Terry Hills. You know, Mark Taylor was there, and Reg Gasnier, Raylene Boyle set it up. Dr. Christopher Hughes, he's one of the driving forces there, and his brother Jack is one of the trumps here in the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation. And they'll get a lot of people today at the races, and it'll be a good day at Randwick. It's also Matty Callender race day. So
that's in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah. So, you know, there's some really, really big days and big fundraising days too, those 2 days. The National Jockeys Trust luncheon, I said the other day, I only take one Saturday off a year from Sky, and that's to do the National Jockeys Trust luncheon, and that's in September when I go head-to-head with Neil Payne.
Good luck with that.
I get to dress up, you know, like Neil Payne.
You'll be running second,
Yeah, exactly.
He runs second to me in the talking, I run second to him in the clothing.
The clothing, he's got you well covered with the clothing. We urge people to be a part of the Tab National Jockeys Trust today by going, there's a couple of websites, you can go to Google, but njt.org.au is the one that's all year round, njt.org.au, and 2% of the Tab tote turnover today goes to the appeal.
Yeah,
so
it's the tote turn, I think, before 1:30. I don't think it's all day. It's only up to a certain point.
Your tie didn't turn up.
My tie didn't turn up. I must admit, we don't normally wear ties, but you've come up both remarkably well.
I always have a tie on, Andrew.
Righto, we've got to get cracking here, otherwise
we'll be running short of time.
Denopoulos will be phoning in saying, how come you're running late?
He just travels the world.
Yeah, he does.
He might phone in, Simon. He's probably just getting home from a night out in Singapore.
In my next life, I want to be working for racing and sports.
Is that an oxymoron? Realistically,
on the
working and racing and sports being in the same sentence.
I'll be Gary Crispus.
Wouldn't be a bad job. Yeah. All right, let's have a look
at getting the golden credit card from racing and sports. Gary's got the golden microphone.
JJ Atkins reloaded's currently at $4 to win that race. It could change today off this first race in Sydney. No.
Yeah, and all of the futures markets that are up in Brisbane. You know, the Derby, the Oaks. You know, the Stratty. And, of course, Monday being the big day, waits for the Stratty coming out, and then next level of acceptance is next Wednesday for the Stratty. But we're concentrating on Royal Randwick, where race one is the Support Hub Handicap here. This is a two-year-old event over 1,400 metres, and we start with two scratchings. So the first horse is number 3, Discharged, who's a $4.60 chance. Disruptor came out Thursday, 12 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Reloaded, short price favourite here, odds on, 175. Sea of Life with blinkers on today at $6.50. Prince Farwaz with blinkers on as well. It's at $7.50. 24 carat is out, no deduction. Florian Picard, Blake McDougall only claimed one here. It's a $7.50 chance. We go over to Bacchus at $23. Lucky Imperator with blinkers on at $81. Industrial's out, no deduction. And Doing Shots is a $251 chance. Well, it's all about Reloaded here. Was 270 with Disruptor in the race. Was 270 into 220, actually, with Disruptor in the race. Firm to odds on when Disruptor came out. Did go back up 170 first thing this morning. Already pushed to 175. There's been 5,800 invested on it so far today. Second pick, a very, very, very long way away, is Prince Farwaz.
Who takes it up here, Brad, in the first?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that Discharge is going to be a leader. I imagine that Sea of Life, the blinkers go on, drawn inside, Discharge punches up to certainly be there somewhere. Lucky Imperator is a horse that's got a little bit of speed and be thereabouts too. When I first looked at Reloaded drawing one, I thought, oh, this is a little bit sticky. But looking at his trials and the way he jumped on debut from the wide gate, I think he is capable of pushing up and settling somewhere there midfield.
Yeah, and the scratchings have helped him as well. And I think Jason was alert this morning when he said, I don't want to be letting this thing get too far in front of me, this Discharge, because it'll dash. It'll dash for sure. And then, and it's a sprinter's 1,400 at Randwick. I think it is anyway. But in saying that, he looks talented, doesn't he? Reloaded. He's been handled like a good horse all the way through. There's always been a boom on him. He delivered the goods at his first start. He's gone back to the trials, typical the Chris Waller pattern. They like him. There's no secret about him, and there's no spoil in his price. I think he was $1.90 in the early bird yesterday, so he might get back out to $1.85 or something, $1.80, because it's not a walkover. There's some really, really nice colts here. I'm in love with Prince Fawaz. I just, like I said, he wants a mile two starts back. That's the problem with him. Still, he'll have the flashing light on again here today, Prince Fawaz. Of the others, Discharged, well, there was only a length behind Reloaded first up, and at least he's backed it up at the races, beating a subsequent winner. At least you know he's going to be on the speed, and he's going to be kicked, giving a big kick on straightening. So you'll get a sight. And Floriat Pika, who's quite solid in the market, this horse, and David Hayes and Tom, Team Hayes and Tom are having a pretty good run at the moment. So look out for her, who was much better there, running on well at Morfettville. 5, 7, 3, and 9.
Yeah, I've got Reloaded on top as well, but I'm a little bit soft at the price, $1.75. I agree with you, Duff. I think he's priced a little bit on his boom, as these horses can sometimes do, so I'd expect to get better closer to jump. So if you do like him, be patient. Certainly no gimme race, as you suggested. I think there's a couple of really nice horses here. Back to Reloaded, though. He's a horse that obviously profiles as a galloper that's going to get out in trip, so 1,400 metres certainly looks right. And I loved his trial. I thought he looked really sharp there, so I think he's trained on the right way. He's untapped and the horse to beat. Agree, Prince Fawaz. Almost switched around here. There was $10 available this morning. I noticed that took a really quick trim, straight into $7.50 with Tab, so somebody out there likes him. Tommy Berry put his hand up after last start and said I rode him too negative, but he did an enormous job to get as close as he did, given the impossible position he settled. Go back to his Champagne run the start prior, and there's a bit of merit in that too. Only Castelvecchio had a faster last 600 metres. Blinkers go on here. I expect him to run a really big race and settle a little bit closer. Discharged is a runner that's going to be up there making his own luck. And yes, he was only a length away from Reloaded on debut, and he was wide, and that form's been franked through his last win. And Sea of Life, I think, is a pretty talented colt himself. He wasn't beaten far by Erno on debut, despite covering a little bit of ground, and like the way he's trialled since, so he's got to be somewhere in the mix too. So I do have Reloaded on top, but I do concede that he's very skinny at $1.75, so that Prince Fawaz at $7.50 certainly appeals. 5, 7, 3, and 6.
Darren Flindell's back from his wisdom teeth. He's had it all removed, and he's fitting well and ready to go for a rare Saturday appearance, Duff.
Yeah,
in the first, 7 Prince Fawaz on top is a bit of value to beat 5, 3, and 6. 7, 5, 3, and 6.
They've been 2 years to clean this joint, and they're just...
Yeah. I know you've only been here 2 days, but who have you offended? Because there's a bloke out here with the world's largest blower vac. He's just caused that much destruction in the area. Poor bloke here, he's going to be off to hospital with some sort of lung condition.
There's a security guard outside. The
leaves are 3 years old.
He's got he did have a black suit on, but now all you can see is just total dust all over it. But the boys have got the blowers out, blowing up the biggest pile of leaves you've ever seen. But they're going to go again shortly, so let's go to race two. Before we get blown away here.
Shut the windows.
What about the Tab Highway? What sort of race is it?
It's a Class 3 event, the Tab Highway, this week, over 1,000 metres. And we start with a scratching and another sin. So first horse is I Am Kalani. Billy Owen will only claim a kilo and a half here, 55 and a half. It's a $16 chance. Lifesaver is at $9. Irish Songs at $6. Major Danger, $3.70, and that price makes it favourite.
Bomb Diggity with pacifiers on. Blake McDougall only claim a kilo and a half there. It's an $8.50 chance. Nevada Dane is at $26. Norse Code is out, no deduction. Vernazza is at $4. Hoag's out, no deduction. Nobody's Puppet, Jean Van Overmeer, well, he'll be 53.5. No claim at all there, 41. Panuara is at 101. Madame Pauline, Timmy Clark, a half over, celebrating Newcastle's win last night. It's a $6 chance. Rev it up, Red Nut, with the earmuffs pre-race at 34. Roy's Commands, 101. Social Conquest at 51. And Hot Scene is 101 chance. Best supported runner here is Lifesaver, despite the fact it's 8.50 out to 9 so far today. Second pick is Vernazza. Then we have Major Danger and Madame Pauline.
Gee, I am Kalani looks to be the leader from the draw.
Yeah, there's a few that are going to be there, though, I think, mm-hmm. here, Ben. It's a mm-hmm. highway over 1,000 metres, so they're going to go. It's just a matter of who heads it up. And I think Major Danger is probably likely. I know Bomba Diggity is a horse that's got a bit of speed, too, but I'm Kalani is a fast animal as well. Then you've got a horse like Vernazza, who's not going to give away that cosy draw and probably just punch up in behind. Nobody's Puppet is another horse that's capable of coming across. So there's certainly going to be enough speed on, if you like, a backmarker here, Duff.
Yeah, for sure. No, as always, as you'd expect in a 1,000-metre race, there'd be plenty of speed. But these last couple of highways have been strong. This is another one with a little bit of depth in it. There's a few nice horses, some three-year-olds, and some really nice horses in the country areas at the moment, especially the sprinters. Vernazza for me. I liked her performance at Moolumbar. She's had back 100 metres here, but she can race on speed. She looks to have speed. She looks to have a little bit of stamina to me as well. So I'm leaning her way. I like the fact that she stayed very solid in the market here, indicating that maybe she's the stable pick over Lifesaver, whose form is a bit patchy. But I've got her on top. I think the danger or the big watch here is Bomb Diggity. Loved his trial. He's a Zoo Star gelding, lightly raced, well handled, like what he did last prep. Would have liked to have seen a little bit of support at some stage during the week for him, so that's a little bit of a question mark whether he is coming here losing with confidence. Another big watch here is Madame Pauline. She's obviously had issues, hasn't raced since December 2017, but her two scone wins were great. She's been pretty good at the trials look, she's got 53 kilos here, and look at that pedigree there. Look, Renouge Choice Mare, beautifully bred. And I'd say a lot of work's gone into her to have her ready for this. And Major Danger own the race at Hawkesbury. Don't know whether that race at Hawkesbury had the depth of this race, but still, hard to knock the fittest horse in the race off a nice little fresh. And an interesting race, 9, 6, 13 and 5.
Yeah, I've got a Lifesaver on top, the stablemate. I do concede that he certainly looks the second elect there, but I'm not really sure why. He's the horse with the runs on the board. I think the odds certainly appeal. He's no stranger to highways. He's run in five of them. He's won one, which was first up last time in. He's placed in another three, and one of those was a near miss behind another sin way back in mid-2017. His only failure in a highway is on a soft track, a surface he clearly doesn't enjoy. You look at his good track stats, and they're really rock solid. Never missed the Quinella Fresh, and he loves the 1,000-metre trip. I think everything lines up for him to run really well in this race. Major Danger is exactly that. He was very dominant there in the Hawkesbury Highway last time out from the front. More speed here, I do concede that, but he's certainly going well at the moment. We still don't really know how good the 6 Bomba Diggity is. He's just had the three starts under his belt. He's won two of them. He was very good there last start, a three-year-old, 60 kilos. That was 10 weeks ago, so I imagine he'd be pretty forward, but that's a little query. The time was good on the day as well, stacking up well against the benchmark 55 on that same day. And then I've got Vernazza in for fourth, and more fancy to the Matt Dunn runners. Certainly got upside and has scope to continue improving. Ran in a listed race a couple back, which says something about the stable's opinion of her. So on top for me, the odds is Lifesaver. That's 3, 5, 6 and 9.
Darren Flindell likes the 3 as well, Brad, Lifesaver, to beat 6, 9 and 13, 3, 6, 9 and 13 in race number 2. Race 3 at Randwick over the 2,000 metres.
Yeah, well, might as well get into this.
Might as well.
That's what we're here to do. No, I just thought, a gentleman pick pulled us up on the plane yesterday. Yeah, we got time because we're on. And he said, can you please give us a cheerio this morning?
What was his name?
Tom's Tavern at Townsville. All the regular drinking blokes, they always watch us on Sky Thoroughbred Central on a Saturday morning, and he said, can you give me a cheerio?
Right,
the boys at Tom's Tavern at Townsville.
Well, everyone at Tommy's, I hope you have back a winner today there at Randwick or wherever you're looking at.
Celebrate at Tom's Tavern.
Yep.
The third is the Mizuno Handicap here, a benchmark 74 for three-year-olds. A lot of horses still in the Queensland Derby in this. One of them is Fun Fact, and he's a scratching because he's running here at Eagle Farm. 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. He came in on Thursday. Nobu, $2.60 in favourite. Cariff at $5. Stardome at $26. Bayed is a $17 chance. Frenzied, $5.50. Fuji Fury came in on Friday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Perfect Pitch is at $16. Romany Girl came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. I think that now takes to 5 races she's been scratched from in the last couple of weeks. Not a Bad Harada at $81. Adam Hieronymus a half over, 55. Angel of Heaven out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Costas at 10. Think It Over at $7.50. Wealthy Wolf with a cross noseband on, the visor on, and Sam Clippett and a kilo over at $54. It's a $31 chance. And Brilliant Squared is at $12. All about Nobu here. He incredibly went up as much as $6. He was into $3.40, I think, when we did Form Line Thursday night. Got into as short as $2.50 first thing this morning, and they've pushed him back to $2.60. He's got 10 times the amount of money than the second pick, which is Frenzied. Third pick is Think It Over.
Who takes it up here? It certainly won't be Cariff, the way that Peter Snowden spoke this morning, Brad.
Yeah, you're not wrong about Cariff being ridden with a little bit of cover there to help him finish off. There's a few capable of taking this up. Stardome was a horse that was fired out to lead last time. That was from a wide gate. Whether they're as aggressive this time, drawn softer, I'm not so sure. Bayed is a horse we know has got speed, led all the way Hawkesbury. And then you've got Frenzied. Although he settled a long way back there at Kembla last start, he's obviously the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott profile horse and led all the way over a mile before that. So I imagine they're the ones that sorted out. Probably Bayed is the most likely to be aggressively ridden from the wide gate here, Duff.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. He toughed it out well at Hawkesbury. He's very fit and ridden aggressively. It was probably his best performance, Bayed, last time. So I'm expecting him to take up the lead here. I'm a Nobu fan. Geez, there's a few adjustments there. Look, the writing's on the wall. You're going to go to the line and take this ride on here today, Glenn. And some Nobu, like Cariff, 6.50 to 5 since the early bird yesterday.
Well, even this morning's 5.50 to 5.
What's happened with Frenzy? Opened up
Frenzy, 8 to 5.50. It sort of sat there 8 and 5.50 this morning.
And what's the bottom one?
Yeah. The bottom one, yeah. 19, 16 this morning, now 12. Yeah.
Money or...
And now 11. $1,162 on it today. Wow. Now $11, Brilliant Squared.
Yeah, from the very much informed Anthony Cummings table. So that's a bit of a watch, that one. I was hot on Nobu here. I just can't get that last win out of my mind. Blew them away. Form looks okay out of the race. Trusting that he can do it again, and if he does it again, I'm convinced he'd be very hard to beat and probably will win. Think It Over is a nice horse, a really nice horse. Really captured the eye at Scone there in the yard, and there was really good confidence support for him there. So where there's smoke, there's fire. Frenzied, geez, those last two wins indicate that he could be a really nice stayer in the making. You know, Wyong, he just kept riding, chipped away, outstayed him, and then Kembla Grange the other day just come from well back, and third start 2,000 metres has to be respected. And there was a lot to like about Bayed's last win at Hawkesbury. I know this is a different race, but he toughed it out very well, and that was his best performance. But there's a lot more interest here looking at the market than I first thought. 2,13, 6 and 5.
I've got Frenzied on top here. I suggested if punters haven't seen that last start win, I know it was a class one, but he wasn't entitled to win from given he was shuffled back and found himself in a very unfamiliar position there at Kembla Grange and really rallied late. I thought it was a big win. It was a class one at the provincials, so it's a bit of a step up here, but he certainly looks like he's got something, and I wouldn't be surprised if he slips into the Queensland Derby if he runs a nice forward race here. I think he's a horse that's got plenty of upside. They were quick to cross him that day, but as Adrian Bott said on the radio this morning, he copped a little bit of a bump there early, so hopefully he can slide forward and get himself into a spot here. Plenty of respect for Nobu's last start when he was explosive there. His last 600 metres, 6 lengths faster than anything else in the race, and we know that the format of that particular effort has been frank through Duchess of Lennox. Does rise 6.5 kilos, so we've got to see him back it up now. He has been a very busy boy, but obviously thriving. I agree that Bayed is a horse here that's probably been a little bit underestimated by the market. He's got a bit of a sense of timing about him. Bjorn Baker has been very patient, rolled him through the grades. All of those have been in the country, but that's not unusual for the stable. I think he deserves his shot in town. And I do believe that Brilliant Squared is going to run a bit of a race here, the 15. He's a maiden, but he ran third to Frenzied last start, and he looks very dangerously weighted there with 49 kilos on his back. So I've thrown him in for fourth. That's 6, 2, 5 and 15.
Very much Darren Flindell's tip as well. Frenzied makes it his best bet of the day. Number 6 to beat 3, 2 and 13. 6, 3, 2 and 13. They're the first three races at Randwick. A beautiful day to be there at the races at Randwick. We're going to come back with the first leg of the Big Six in just a moment.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion Mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had four siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at $12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-3 at Eagle Farm, Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Breeding prospects like never before at the Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale, May 28 to 31 on the Gold Coast. The biggest and best lineup of race fillies, broodmares and stallion prospects in the Southern Hemisphere with over 1,100 lots. Graduates of the sale include the dams of recent stars Wink, Santa and Elaine, Trapeze Artist and Angel of Truth. This year's sale includes over 200 black type fillies and mares, ranging from 2-year-old stakes performers to Group 1 producers. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.
This June, one huge night in the battle for dominance. Mate versus mate, state versus state, in the first ever Professional Bull Riders Monster Energy Origin event at the ICC Theatre in the heart of Sydney. It's the ultimate bull riding battle for state pride. Queensland versus New South Wales. Don't miss the Professional Bull Riding Battle of Origin Saturday, June 1st. On sale now at tickettech.com.au. Buckle up, Sydney, and expect the unexpected.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
This is Racing HQ, as you know, on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. We're looking at Randwick with Brad Gray and Ron Duffacy, and Tab's Glenn Munsey is with us. Glenn, what about the fourth at Randwick?
Yeah, the Sporting Chance Council Foundation handicap here. This benchmark 78 over 2,000 metres. We've got two scratchings at the top of the market there. So we start with Sir Barnabas, a $23 chance. Wolf, odds on, $1.90. Braces is at $61. Occupy, Sammy will only claim a kilo and a half there. Her riding weight is 56. It's a $5.50 chance. Prometheus is out. Rakik at $19. Ombudsman with the earmuffs pre-race off at $21. Saban is a $14 chance. Master of Wine with earmuffs pre-race at $7. Shadow Flight is at $34. Zoffany's Lad at $21. And Belfast Bella is an $8 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is Wolf. And the deductions here, as I go to them now, I didn't write them down, but he excels 4 cents and 5 cents, Dr. Drill 4 cents and 5 cents, and nothing for Prometheus.
Is there much pace here, Brad?
Wolf, he excels in Prometheus, which was a couple of on-speed runners, but I think Wolf's going to get complete control. The one that is likely to sit outside of now is probably Master of Wine. It opens the gate for that horse to be aggressively ridden and just pop out on the outside. But if you like Wolf here, and I know there's plenty out there that do $1.90, but yeah, he looks to get complete control on and every chance in this race stuff.
Yeah, and I thought maybe Master of Wine was better ridden quietly than on pace speed, so there's a query whether he does go forward here, but 2,000 metres third up, maybe he does, but not your go, Glenn. Midweek form, odds on, eh? Go to the line with this one, eh?
Well, they probably will. And the only, well, the worry is you've got midweek form odds on, Occupy Class 1 to Saturday, and then you've got Belfast Bella, albeit beaten in a Hawkesbury race. The winner did go to Scone and win again. Yeah.
I'm with Wolf. He just looks progressive to me. I don't care if it's Wednesday for him. You've got to open your eyes sometime. Welsh Legend was in that race. She ran well the other day. There's just something about this horse that's very, very progressive. So, although he's short enough now, they rated him 290 on Wednesday, and now he's 190. And there's been a couple of little scratchings there, but that's what you've got to put up with at the moment. I don't know whether he's going to get any shorter. Six Occupy, well, he's the one they've trimmed up this morning.
7 to 550 this morning.
Yeah. So, look, he was a big tip at Scone. He was a sneaky tip. Did more of a tip after he won. Everyone was on him, seems like it. But anyway, I missed out there. but he looked good, and Sammy likes him. She just gives him a rap, big rap. Nine, Ombudsman's the best value in this race for me. There's a glimpse of some form there behind Nobu last time, and he... Go back two preps ago, he was very, you know, he'd beat, his form would win this race easy. And 11 Master of Wine has the X Factor, an import team Hawks, third run, switch horse from Melbourne. He could well be the danger. 4, 6, 9, 11.
Yeah, Wolf on top for me. Out to a staying trip there last time out. He exploded, didn't he? Showed a really nice turn of foot. That's obviously his go. He'll go straight to the front here and be really hard to run down. The thing about him too, which you can't say about many of his rivals here, is that he's just got so much upside. He's only very lightly raced, and he looks better than a benchmark horse, so he should continue his winning ways and work his way through the grades. Occupy is a horse I'm also really wary of, the six. He was improved sharply there up to the mole, second up for Chris Lees. He's another import. That was just his second start in the country. I know it was only a class one by name, but it was a pretty deep one, and he should go again. He should go forward again out to 2,000 metres. He's got a bit of cross-counter form there from his overseas as well, and he's still only a four-year-old, so he does have upside as well as Wolf. So he goes into the mix. Master of Wine, certainly respecting this horse. He's got a sense of timing about him third up. He's impressed in both of his runs. Both have been at Sandown down in Melbourne. We know the Hawks are very good at travelling horses back to Sydney and popping off a win, so I wouldn't be surprised if that does happen with him. That was second to Main Stage last start. Reads okay as well. Belfast Bella, I've got in for four. Didn't have the clearest of passages there at Hawkesbury. She's got no weight on her back, so she has to be some sort of player again here. So 4, 6, 11, and 14.
Darren Flindell likes Wolf as well, number four, completing the trio to beat 6, 14, and 8. 4, 6, 14, and 8. Race 5 at Randwick over the 1,500.
Yeah, the Kendana Bathroom, we're here. Benchmark 78 over that 1,500 metres. Don't have a lot of 1,500 metre races at Randwick, although Pelothronius, the last time he was at Randwick, or a couple of ago, he actually won a 1,500 here. So we've got Quacker Jack, $4. Quacker Jack. Then we go to Paulita at $10. Sharma's came out yesterday. 2 cents a winner, 2 cents a place. Mactoom at $31. Colding, the $2.40 favourite. High Power, $41. Spencer, $19. Asherani is a $6 chance. Commander at $31. Nico Ladd at $8. We've got Almar Haha. John Van Overmeer only claim a half here. It's a $14 chance. Regine out yesterday. 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. And Galapagos is $151 pop. Well, the race is really dominated by Colding and Quackerjack, who are two-thirds of the investment between them.
Who takes it up, Brad?
I think it's going to be Quackerjack straight to the front. Notice it's been well back too, probably on the back of a few people out there thinking it'll probably get a soft lead here, and it's largely up to Paulita, the American mare we haven't seen before. They showed a little bit of toe in a trial, suggests that she'll be somewhere handy. Then you've got Commander is the other horse that's capable of being there, but I think Quackerjack looks to get a relatively easy time here, Duff.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It all depends on Paulita. It seems a real grinding on pace type of horse, but I think the advantage with Quackerjack, he's drawn outside. He might be able to just put paid to Paulita's speed early on with gate speed, but I'm a Colding fan here. He's just a horse on the improve, two very strong, solid wins since being, I think it's been gelded, barrier one, has a look at those. I think he'll keep those two on-pace horses within his sights here, Poeta and Quackerjack, and I think he might be just that little bit too strong. Quackerjack is the danger. He's another one. Gelded this prep, looks a different horse. Just a break between runs with a big weight at 1,500. Whether he's just going to be gasping for air the last 50 metres, I don't. He has had that tick over trial since, I suppose. Big query, Paulita, although there's no real push in the market at this stage to say that it's well fancied, but the second trial was great. Looks a real grinding, you know, 2,000 metre type of mare. And Seven Spencer is the value for me. I thought he's running behind for Shoe in that slowly run race on the Kinzo track was excellent. And prior to that, he wasn't far off colding. So I thought $19 looked acceptable. I must say, I was thinking Asharani was going to Queensland. Now that she's here, a three-year-old filly, she's not badly placed here. And trying to read the market, the one they're cuddling this morning, surprisingly, is El Mahaha. So maybe where there's smoke, there's fire there. 5, 1, 2, and 7.
5 for me, 2, Colding on top. I think he's one of the better bets on the card. I think he's a horse that's come back absolutely airborne at the moment. I expect him to continue that winning streak that he's putting together, 1,200 metres or 1,250 metres last start. What was really encouraging there is he was able to hold some kind of position. He just settled in behind them. I imagine Jason Collett is in a stalking position here, and if he can find the back of Quackerjack turning for home, I think he's going to have a turn of foot too good for these. You look at his last start win there at Canterbury, and he was really explosive. I know they walked, and it was just a sprint home, but he broke 11 seconds his last 200 metres and did it eased up. Big tick for him out to 1,500 metres. Although the form suggests he hasn't yet done that yet, he does profile like a horse that's going to eat up the 1,500 metres now he's in form. Quackerjack is a horse that's banging the door down for another win. Really brave there behind Military Zone and Trope in the Group 3 Hawkesbury Guineas. He rode a hot speed, didn't have any cover. I thought he was really brave to finish as close as he did with a nice little gap back to fourth, which is always a good sign. I do agree with you, Duff, that the concern there is the gap between runs, because he's an on pacer and you want them to be rock hard fit. So whether he just gets found out that last little bit. Asharani is a filly that's clocking over really nicely. There's been plenty of merit in her last two efforts. She ran the fastest last 600 metres there in the Dark Jewel, despite not having much room against the older mares. That's a race that's going to stack up over time. She just can't afford to keep giving away big starts, so where she gets to is a little query. And then I have to have put Paulita in there for fourth. Tried well enough to suggest she's going to be thereabouts at the finish. 5, 1, 8, and 2.
Darren Flindell's gone with Quackerjack number 1 to be 2, 8 and 5. 1, 2, 8 and 5 in race 5. It is TAB National Jockeys Trust Appeal Day. We urge you to be a part of it and support the jockeys that we've probably yelled and screamed at on occasions that might be going through hard times or particularly that have suffered injuries and the like. And this is what it's been brought up for. And it really has created a great deal of awareness, I think, Glenn, of the jockey's life a lot more now. And we urge people to go to njt.org.au and be a part of donating today.
Yeah, well, when you were riding, Ronnie, there was no such thing as the National Jockeys Trust. There was the Jockeys Association, but
no superannuation.
You basically, if you didn't do it yourself, you got nothing.
Mm. No, you got nothing. You know, you had to be injured for 2 months before you even got a week's wages.
We helped one of the battling jockeys out last night, young Tommy Berry. You know, we gave him a lift from the airport.
Right.
Yeah, and organised a car for him today to get him from here back to the
tried
airport.
Tried to suck his blood, but he gave us nothing.
Yeah, he gave us nothing. You know, we grilled him. We went round the block twice, and he wouldn't give us anything.
You had to around where we were staying. It was pretty limited parking. Yeah. But do support it today, the TAB National Jockeys Trust Appeal. Race 6 at Randwick at 2:30.
Yeah, the Wilson Asset Management Handicap. This is Fillies and Mares Benchmark 78 over 1,200 metres, starting with Zonk in the mighty colours of the South Sydney Rabbitohs at $4.40. Gibraltar Girl at 51. Gongs is a $9.50 chance. Ready to Profit at $6. Our Rockabye Baby is a scratching no deduction. Charlene at $14. Fox Swift. Now a tongue tie on, winkers on, but the earmuffs pre-race have come off, and it is a $34 chance. Evelina is at $12. Sweet Victory at $34. Vinnie Power, blinkers on today, tongue tie on today, but the lugging bit comes off. It's at $61. Lilith at $71. Alart at $31. Montrachet with the blinkers on is a $12 chance. Aperitif at $14. Gododdin, $3.30 and favourite. And To Your Health is a $34 chance. Best supported runner is Zonk, has more than double its nearest rival, which is actually Ready to Profit, and right behind Ready to Profit is Gododdin in race number 6.
Zonk was scratched last week. Here it is appearing in race 6, Brad.
Yeah, it's a fascinating map, this one, because Zonk is your obvious leader. I don't think they give up the 3, certainly go straight to the front. But outside of that, you've got Ready to Profit drawn inside of Gododdin. So I think that horse, Ready to Profit, will largely want to keep Gododdin right out there, because Ready to Profit actually, although it got a long way back there last start at Scone, jump pretty quickly, and it was just so much speed underneath it. So I imagine they push the button here and try to keep Godotten out. So that's a little concern with that particular runner here, Duff.
I think you've read that well. I think you've read that well. And Zonk, I prefer her from wide draw as the inside draw. Sometimes she, I might be wrong, but she'll either fly the start or just be a little bit, you know, slow in the stride. But look, I'm not confident about this race, and I've landed on Zonk. I 15 looks at this, and I just kept coming back to her the way what she did to a better field first up. I know she had a few favours when a few missed it, and she found the front, but she kept running through the line. I'll go with her even with the big weight. No fluke in that performance from Ready to Profit at Scone. I thought she did work. She was there to be beaten, and she rallied late, and there are nice figures there. Go Dodden, no knock. James seems happy enough with her this morning, and I thought she was just a little bit too well found. And 13 Montrachet could be the one finishing hard late. He wasn't suited in that Warwick Farm race. 1-4, 15-13.
I've got Ready for Profit on top. I'm a little bit surprised that we're getting $6 about a horse that won a listed race last start back to a benchmark 78. I guess the query is she's a filly that's been a little bit up and down throughout her career, but if you can guarantee that she's going to turn up in the same vein as we saw their last start, I think she's entitled to be a little bit shorter. She's only 3 kilos up on that win too, so after Billy Owen's claim here. That race, as you suggested, Duff, stacked up well time-wise against the Hortensia Stakes on the same day where Viridine beat Victorum. So that suggests the form can be followed pretty confidently. And you go back to Ready to Profit's maiden win, and she actually beat Mizzy and Sylvia's mother. So she's a pretty good filly on a day. We'll just have to gamble that she does turn up in her best form, and on the strength of her first up win, I'm happy to do that. The knock on the 15 Godotten is the price. So I agree with that, and where she gets to from the draw, I think she'll be dictated to by Ready to Profit, and there's a chance she'll be posted out there somewhere deep working. But there's no denying that she's a horse that's come back in particularly good order, and there's a couple more wins in her this campaign. Zonk will join Ready for Profit up the front. There's no denying that, and won well first up in a race where she controlled. The query for me is her first up form generally is her best. She's explosive. All four of her wins have come off some kind of fresh, and three of those first up and one of them off a 5 week. So I think she's 3 weeks between runs here. Whether that's enough for her to reproduce that, we'll see today. And then I've thrown in 12, Alart. Wasn't disgraced there in the Luskin Star last start behind Trekking, and I think we can throw her into the exotics at a bit of odds. So 4, 15, 1 and 12.
Darren Flindell with you again. Brad, ready to profit number 4 to beat 15, 3 and 1. 4, 15, 3 and 1 for Darren Flindell in race number 6. We'll take a break. Don't forget the action tomorrow. Shoalhaven down there for Lynn Locke and the team. Nowra Showcase Cup Day. Glorious weather. The track just soft 5. A big day for the club tomorrow.
Great value stallions and attractive all-inclusive breeding packages are the feature of Coringle Stud in 2019. Coringle is delighted to offer multiple Group 1 producer Magic Albert, who has close to 70% winners to runners and progeny earnings of more than $48 million. Magic Albert stands alongside exciting stallion prospect Prized Icon and Group 1 sire Dewport, as well as the Brothers War. For more information, contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875.
Business is thriving and we're growing really fast. I want to keep the momentum and open a second garage, but I just don't have the cash.
So you call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you expand your business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Mum, I have the gift.
What gift do you present?
A Bingley bonus 10% gift card with TVs 55 inches and above.
Oh, Lano, repeat after me.
Okay.
You have the Bingley gift card.
You have the Bingley gift card.
No, say I have the Bingley gift card.
Mum has the Bingley gift card.
Receive a bonus 10% gift card when you buy any TV 55 inches and above at Bingley.
Receive.
Lano, stop.
Conditions apply.
With Australian racing and breeding tables being dominated by sires who have delivered type and speed over and above their service fee price tags, Saboob offers breeders an opportunity to invest on the back of two big mare books of 152 and 178 in his first two seasons. Backed not only by Kitchwin Hills, but a who's who of Australian racing and breeding, Saboob is all set to explode into the racing scene. If type matters, if two-year-old speed matters, then Saboob is poised. This is just the beginning. Visit KitchwinHills.com.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, the bonus bets today for Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington races 1, 2 and 3. As we continue on here and look at race 7 at Randwick, first up, the market with TAB.
Yeah, the Fujitsu air conditioning, and Mark Taylor will be there representing Fujitsu there today. This is an open handicap for three-year-olds and upwards over 1,400 metres. We don't get a lot of these in town on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We've got Noir here as a $9 chance. Pecans, now with Chris Lees, the Australian Bloodstock, bought it off Tricolours Racing when it went through the sales the other day. It's an $18 chance. Snippets Land at $26. Special Missile is an $8 chance. Harper's Choice with a tongue tie on, but the cross nose band comes off. Billy Owen will claim 2 kilos here. It is a $61 chance. Zumbalina is out. Tip Top at $18. Moss Trip with a tongue tie on at $12. New Universe at $11. We've got Mahalangur at $5.50. Renewal, Jean Van Oveny won't claim anything, $53.50. $3.10 and favourite. Zorkan out. Organza at $6.50. After all that, Robert Thompson a half over, $53.50 at $26. And Berdebeck with a synthetic hoof filler off is a $61 chance. Most popular runner is Renewal. Ran about a third of the total investment on the race on it. Organza is second pick, and they're a very, very long way ahead of the rest.
Who takes it up here?
Special Missile is the one that rides to the front here, guys. Outside of that, I was listening intently to James Cummings this morning, hoping for a little suggestion that Organza was going to roll forward, because there's no speed in the race, and drawn out there with 53, I think it's the one that's probably likely to press forward. Then you've got Mahalunga just getting a lovely trail in behind. But I'm not sure how you read this race in terms of Organza here, Duff.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think. I thought he'd go out there and with, you know, an open mind. I thought she would go out with an open mind, Rachel, and hopefully she has given a chance to ride her own race, because this could well, there could be opportunities to slide more forward than that you'd expect here. So I like her. I know a lot of things have to fall into place for Organza, and I would have liked a little bit more of a push from James this morning, but she's got the second up stats. I don't mind the Jack Jewel form line coming into this race here. Like I said, she gets in with no weight on her back, and I don't think she can do anything bar run well. So I've got her on top of the price. I think the stable mates are the obvious dangers. Mahalunga maps beautifully behind them. He'll be on the speed there, behind a horse like Special Missile, like he was when he beat him two starts back. And Renewal, 11. Geez, he's hard in the market. $3.10 now. He's not the easiest horse to ride, and I thought he was brilliantly ridden last up. That form stacked up, that Star of the Seas form. And look out for a big finish from Noir, number one. 13, 10, 11 and 1.
A Renewal for me on top, the 11. The blinkers have gone on this horse the last two starts, and he's found a couple of lengths. He finally looks to have started to work it all out. He savaged the line there at Caulfield from a mile back before last start. He, of course, gave Star of the Seas a bit of a touch-up. We know that form stacking up in Sydney this time of year. I loved his acceleration at the 400-metre mark. He put his rivals away within the space of 200 metres. Touchwood, he looks to have amended his barrier issues. There might be a spot in behind here. That is the little query with him. He's drawn a sticky gate. What Jovan Overmeer does from out there, probably has to gamble and roll forward, because there's looks like a decisive kind of race in terms of there's a lot of backmarkers here, but there's not many of those that roll forward outside of a couple. So maybe a spot just in behind the leaders if Organza does push on. But if he does find cover lightweight, he's going to be really hard to hold out. Mahalunga looks the map horse of the day. He's going to get a lovely trail just in behind Special Missile. Beat him two starts back and actually meets him better at the weights, given that Special Missile has since gone on to win the Scone Cup. So very hard to hold out just because of the map. Organza is a horse that's got a hoof on the till. I think he's returned a bigger, stronger horse than ever before. Her second up record is outstanding, just peaked on her run there and can only strip fitter from a first up showing. And then Special Missile tends to hold his form once he finds that he's rock hard fit, and we know his pattern, he'll make his own luck from up on the speed. So Tip Top's the other one I can make a little case for. He's probably, the map probably means he can't win the race, but if you're having a wider shot at exotics, certainly include him. His run there first up was better than it reads. 11, 10, 4 and 13.
Darren Flindell goes special missile number 4 to beat 11, 13 and 14. 4, 11, 13 and 14. The second last changed a little bit this morning with particularly I Thought So coming out.
Yeah, and another open handicap here, over 1,100 metres. So Batterhoff is out, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. I Thought So, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. We start with Pinch River at $81. Cradle Mountain with a cross noseband on, tongue tie on, $2.30 in favourite. Boss Lane, nose roll on and the blinkers come off, he's a $41 chance. Camdus at $81. Guard of Honour at 13, spending to win at 26. She Knows at 26. Tonsor came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Akasaki at 19, Heart Conquered at 5. Albumin, blinkers on today and the winkers come off, it's a $41 chance. Dissolute, cross noseband off and the synthetic hoof filler off, it's a $51 chance. Deprive, $2.80. Jungleized out, no deduction. And Noble Joey, I think, is $81. I'll scroll down to make a bird of it, and it is an $81 chance. Looking at the investments here, it's Deprive. It's just over a third of the money and four times the amount of money than any other runner. Cradle Mountain, second pick, and then Heart Conquered just in front of She Knows.
Well, it was interesting hearing from Jason Collett just what will happen with Cradle Mountain here.
Yeah, he was keeping his cards close to his chest, wasn't he? I spent so long on this race. Yeah, I spent so long on this race trying to map exactly what will happen, because I think it's such a key component to how well Cradle Mountain runs here. I think if they want the lead, they'll get it. It's just whether how fast they want to drive him out. And then you've got Heart Conquered drawn the inside, and whether they're thinking maybe we don't want to drive him mad because he might be a little bit sus outside of 1,000 metres, 1,100 metres might see him out. So really interesting race. You've got Noble Joey and Pinch River also there applying some kind of pressure. But I think if they're desperate to lead on Cradle Mountain, they certainly will here, Duff.
I think the only fly in his ointment is the horse drawn outside him, and that's Pinch River, who's very fast. But I think he's got Joey covered for gate speed. I think he's got Heart. I think they'd like to sort of relax, try and teach Heart Conquered something. So I think he's got horses inside him covered for speed. It's just if Pinch River wants to be a pest and just soften him up a little. Look, with the scratching of I Thought So, I'm left with him, Cradle Mountain. Look, they seem all positive about him. He's been well handled since his little, you know, hamstring injury there. He's been out there to see in the trials. But he's looked the part. He's hard to beat. Not saying there's not confidence with Deprive. Just has to be an afterthought after last week. But he was very well fancied. I don't know whether he would have won last week, considering the way how that winner won. But he was still very well fancied. His trail's leading in a great. Heart Conquered is a very promising horse. Just still learning what racing's all about. But I think he's got as much as talent as most here. And I think that's the race, the three favourites, isn't it? Spending to win gets a nice push as an improver from Peter Snowden. 4, 15, 12 and 8.
Yeah, I've landed on Cradle Mountain as well here. He might be a control freak, as you guys alluded to a little bit earlier in the program. He's won 6 from 6 when he's found the front and 0 from 4 when he hasn't. But the asterisk there is a couple of those. I think for two of those were his first two ever starts. One of them he tore his hamstring and one of them was a wet track. So certainly a little bit of a forgive there in terms of his profile. We know he's a sprinter capable of making the top grade. He's had to stay injury free. And what I loved in that latest trial of his is he just cruised through the line. He was particularly strong. I don't think he's ever trialled better. So happy to take him on trust. He can burn the candle at both ends. So I'm not worried if he has to burn across to the front from that wide gate. Deprive went to pieces there in the yard last Saturday. So if you do like him, maybe just wait to see how he parades, because if he does that again, you certainly wouldn't want to be on him. But he's a very, very talented horse, and if the leaders overcook it, he's going to be the one that's screaming home with no weight on his back. I don't think Guard of Honour is a horse that can be denied his chance here. I thought he was excellent there last up at Scone behind Viridine and Victorum. His two runs prior to that in Queensland were better than they read. They were both leader-dominated races, so I think he's ticking over particularly well at the moment. And Dissolute, I think, is the blowout. A little bit of tactical advantage form. He's a little bit hit and miss, but on his day, he's a very capable sprinter. No trials, but I think he's massive odds at the $51. 4, 15, 7 and 14.
4 as well here for Darren Flindell to beat 12, 15 and 5. 4, 12, 15 and 5. Glenn, we've got a monster lineup in the 7 news, the last.
Yeah, and this is a benchmark 78 over 1,000. So finishing with a couple of sprint races today. And we start with Tango Rain. Blinkers off and to be ridden more conservatively with cover. at $16. Noble Joey out, no deduction. Bring It Home Pop, scratch from Eagle Farm here, goes to town for Matty Dunn at $19. Revenir with blinkers on at $6.50. Goldfinch out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Miss X Factor is an $11 chance. Tanico at $5, and I think that might be favourite at $5 in a wide race, the last. Got the Goss out, no deduction. Lion Couchant, Billy Owen will claim two here. It's a $23 chance. Fanning out, no deduction. Star-Crossed out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Isa Rich at $51. Argent D'Or at $13. Absolute Ripper at $71. Tchaikovsky out, no deduction. Canunga is a $6 chance. Then we go to Power Command. I'll scroll down here on Larry. We get to him at $11. Ellie's Encore, $34. Three Sheets, Blinkers On, $23. All Stand, $51. Leo Gang, Winona Cost and the Rider there at $26. November Man's a $6 chance. And Roman Typhoon, Jean Van Overmeer, a half over at $53.50, $23. And Velocano is a scratching in a very, very wide race here. It's $5 the field. Most popular runner is right down the bottom. November Man, second pick Argent D'Or, and he's back at the races today, and he's well-backed Isa Rich.
Duff, we'll come to you. Your thoughts here on the last?
Look, it's an impossible race. It's an impossible. You should get $4 if you can pick the favourite here. I think the favouritism will lie between November Man and Revenir. I think this favourite will be easy, but I'm having a throw at the stumps with Miss X Factor. She was too well fancied the other day in that Zonk race, and she just went berserk in the barrier there and missed the start, lost the plot. Back to the trials. So I have to give her another chance in this grade. Leo Gang is an interesting horse, and there was a lot of money for him first up last prep, and he ran really well, admittedly on a wet track, but I think he's better than what his form suggests. November Man is very, very likeable. He's going to sprout wings here late, and he comes out of the right form line. Best of the rest, I thought, was number 16, Canunga, just probably more consistent than most. But listening to James this morning, Revenir must go in. 6:21, 22:16.
Yeah, I'm glad we've run out of time here to cover the map, Andrew, because I have absolutely no idea how they're going to run this race. They're going to go quick, but where they settle in the run is anyone's guess. I am keen on November Man, though. They're going to run along, and his last start effort was outstanding. He's taken a while to work it out. He's had 17 starts, but he's flying at the moment. His last 600 metre there was lightning quick in a deep race, and we'll get a bit of a look at that form through Heart Conquered.
Something.
In the race prior. Yeah, exactly right. Three Sheets, I think, is a horse that's slipped under the radar a little bit. He hasn't won for 1,000 days, but he races well at Randwick. The blinkers go back on. He should be at his top third up. Tanico, the 7, despite James Cummings, he's putting a slows on this horse a little bit. She's a horse that's got a pretty sharp turn of foot. The barrier hasn't done her any favours, but she'll be charging home late. And I agree, Miss X Factor's a really fascinating runner here. Made a mess of the start there, last start, which was the first for Joe Pride, and she pulled up lame, so we can just pen that run. You're getting odds to find out, because she was $4 and in the market there last start. She could start silly odds, and then you're getting about $11 in a trial since. It's been okay. So 22, 19, 7 and 6.
Darren Flindell goes 19, 16, 22 and 7. Brad, your best?
Yeah, best for me is Colding, race 5, number 5. And I think we can have a good throw at November Man there in the last. I think he'll start favourite, but Colding the best for me in race 5.
Good on you, Brad. I really appreciate your help. Good luck.
Thanks, fellas.
And Duff, what's your best?
Yeah, I'm getting a little shaky because they're specking away a few to beat him. But No Boo was my best, and I'll have to go the line with him.
Okay, and your best here in Brisbane?
Well, if she runs up to last week, she'll win. Love a lover, won't she? She did an enormous job at Wait for Age last time. She's back in class, Premier's Cup, on the minimum. I think if she with even luck on a backup, if she reproduces that form, she wins.
That completes our preview hour for Randwick. Good luck with Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Day. Munns, you have a good day as well.
Yeah, and I was going to say to Brad, look after Wayne Bristow. I think he's the only racing and sports bloke that will still be working today. Everyone else is overseas.
They're all enjoying it. Because stay with Sky. All the previews continue on another Saturday of superb racing.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are supporting the National Jockeys Trust appeal. When you back a winner today, support the appeal that assists former and current jockeys through injuries or hard times.
Donate now or anytime at njtappeal.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio is required listening for all the breaking race news.
The fillies have ripped clear of the field. Sunlight the outside of Esther Dark. Sunlight had the better run. She's just in front, and Clark gets a home in the Silver Slipper.
Sunlight is the latest in the $14 million Tab Everest in October, with owners thrilled to have secured a slot. Trainer Tony McAvoy can now map out a spring assault with the rising four-year-old, already a multiple Group 1 winner. Every day for all the major racing news, you can rely on Sky Sports Radio.
This June, one huge night in the battle for dominance. Mate versus mate, state versus state, in the first ever Professional Bull Riders Monster Energy Origin event at the ICC Theatre in the heart of Sydney. It's the ultimate bull riding battle for state pride, Queensland versus New South Wales. Don't miss the Professional Bull Riding Battle of Origin, Saturday, June 1st. On sale now at tickettech.com.au. Buckle up, Sydney, and expect the unexpected.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion US dollars globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Looking for the TAB Queensland Winter Carnival Magnificent 7? Look to Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup Day, Eagle Farm, Saturday. Starring the Super Sprinters in the Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup, the Young Guns in the Size Produce and Grand Prix, and Winners Best in the Lord Mayors and Glen Logan. There's only one place to look for seven thrilling group races this Saturday. Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup Day at Eagle Farm, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Mum, we have a very precious gift card right now at Bingley.
Define precious.
I thought of it and I'm precious.
Yes, Lano, you are.
Spend $650 or more on a washer or dryer at Bingley and you'll receive a bonus Bingley gift card worth up to $250.
That is precious. Say it again.
A bonus gift card worth up to $250 when you buy a washer or dryer at Bingley.
Wow.
It was all my idea.
Don't be precious.
Conditions apply.
Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's a minute after nine. Sky Sports Radio are about to preview all of the interstaters with Flemington. Michael Maxworthy is going to join me here in the van at Eagle Farm after Flemington to go through each of the feature races here. And then we'll, of course, look at the provincial meeting at Gosford. And in an hour's time, Paul Joyce will join us as normal with his thoughts for the Randwick program today on Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day. Don't forget the bonus bet offers today, races 1, 2 and 3. On Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington. And the big six today is the jackpot suggested to get to $100,000. Like us here in Brisbane and like us in Sydney with fine weather, let's get the latest on Flemington with our boys. Dean Lester, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Andrew.
Back at Flemington, the rail's just gone out, I think, a couple of metres today.
Yeah, 3 metres out, true last week, and monstrous fields.
Yeah, it's the case today everywhere. It's taken new form, guys, I reckon, for all of our feature meetings. There's just so many runners.
Yep, exactly right. It's a bit of a challenge.
Yep, and Mark Hunter's online. Mark, good morning to you, and you're closer to Flemington than Dino. What's the weather like, mate?
Morning, Andrew. Yeah, beautiful morning here. I can't see Flemington being disrupted by any rain, so track will be perfect as usual there.
Yeah, I think where'd we have Liam O'Keefe on earlier, and he said maybe a light shower late in the day, but it would be late if it got there. So we'll just keep an eye on that. Certainly, it doesn't sound like, Mark, if we got anything, it would affect the track.
No, there's a little bit coming across the border, Hoss, but that's miles away. It'll be a little sprinkle that would just settle the dust.
Okay. Does Liam ring you?
No, he hasn't yet, Dino.
Okay.
He probably will, though, to get clearance on rail positions for next meeting. That's probably going to be the go. Righto, well, let's have a look at them. The first race at 11.35, all these race meetings starting early today. And in the first, number one, Sebricade is now $3.50. Two Archery Butts at $4. I should have put my thing into the order of runners, shouldn't I? Sorry, guys. So number two, R3 Butts at $4. Then it's down to number five, Namimo at $9.50. Seven, St. Edward's Crown at $6.50. Nine, Miami Bound at $6. And 10, Night Passage at $5.50. Sebra Kate, early mover this morning, $3.60, now $3.50. Dean?
Andrew, I'm tipping the other Hayes Dabenig runner here in Namimo, who last preparation ran really well on debut at Brooklyn Hustle, and yes, 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 we know that's a really strong form line. Then ran well at Randwick behind a session and Strasbourg, again, strong form line. And first up at Benalla, well, on the first turn, just got run virtually straight off the track. Still produced some of the best sectionals of the day in running on. And I like that it's had a run, because this is 1,200 up the straight, not 1,000, and it's often hard for the first starters to get the job done at 1,200 or first up runners, so I'm going to go with Namimo each way. The stablemate, Sebra Kate, trialled really well and has got good race form, because it's won a couple of races last preparation and got plenty of experience. Nine, Miami Bound, looks as though it's a horse that will get over further and was under a good hold in a recent trial. It was a slow trial, but it looked to go well. An archery butt scratch from last night for this looked to trial okay also. But I'm just going with the one that's got a little bit of race fitness in it, Namimo. 5-1, 9-2.
Yeah, I'm keen on the toppy here, number one, Sebra Kate. I think the form last campaign around some decent horses was good. Its recent trial was a beauty. It doesn't look like a lot of tempo in the race, and I just thought Craig Williams could take the race by the scruff of the neck, control it. It's a horse that takes a little bit of winding up. He'll build it through its gears, and I thought it would win. I thought number 10, Night Passage, might be the danger. I think it's trialled well. It's drawn to stalk. Sebra Kate get a great run through behind it and set sail after it. Maybe number 7, St. Edward's Crown, who was a good debut. And number 5, Namimo, who certainly had no luck first up, is some hope as well. But I'm keen on 1. I think 10's the danger. 1, 10, 7 and 5.
Matt Hill calls the action. He likes 7, St. Edward's Crown here for Shane Fleedner to be 2-1-10. 7-2-1-10 in race 1. Race 2 is the donate to njappeal.com.au. Dean, we've been mentioning it all morning, the TAB National Jockeys Trust appeals on today. You can go to a couple of websites. Njappeal.com.au is one of those, and we urge people to get behind it today.
Absolutely, Andrew. Yeah, it's appeal day, and the Jockeys Trust done some great work for many, many jockeys now over a 15-year period.
Yeah, for sure. 15 years, okay.
In 2004 it was established.
Gee, time goes quick. Race 2 for Dahlia, number 1, now $1.95 with TAB. 2, Musselbrook at $10. 4, Adversary at 7. Number 7, Orsian at $7.50. 8, Ligulate at $9.50. 9, Tower Road, 14, now 13, number 9. Titian Blinders, number 10 at $14. And that about is the tale of the current TAB market. Mark, what's your thoughts in the second?
I think number 7, Orsian's an each-way special here. I like it coming back in distance. I like it outside horses. I think it's going terrific. And you can just see it blending into the race and being strong late. And I think that's great odds each way to beat number 1, Fidelia. It's going really well. It's on the quick backup. It's got a chance, but I think it's certainly short enough. I thought number 9, Tower Road, just might have come back a better horse. If you take a line through Thunderdome, it's in the mix and running on strongly on its home track. And maybe number 4, Adversary, next best from the good gate. But keen on 7 here each way, 7-1, 9-4.
Yeah, no argument here. I think Orsine's beautifully placed. I think back to Flemington's a big key, and Michael D seems to ride him really well also. I think he's got a bit in his favour to run really well here. I'm going with him to beat Fidelia, who'll run well. She's having a great preparation. She's pulled out 2 big runs to win. She's got to do it again third time in 4 weeks, but I think she's the main danger. I put in Ligulate for 3rd, had a little jump out on Monday. Looked to go well, and he's well-suited here in Adversary, getting a cheap run up on the speed. But, I like 7 each way also, 7-1, 8-4.
7-1-8 and 4 for Dean, and for Matt Hill, it's 8 on top. Ligulate to beat 7-1-6, 8-7-1-6. I was only talking to someone during the week, Dean, about the jump outs and the trials and everything that are being run. The jump outs must be the hardest thing for you to keep up to date with where these horses are going and doing these things.
Yes, well, they are listed now on the Victorian website, but it'd be nice if there was a search engine there and you could just type in their name and it would appear where they've been. You've just got to sort of troll through where they're going, and I think that's got to be the next step. We've got the jump outs now with, you know, colours, and they've got their names next to them, and that's good progress.
Yeah.
The next thing is a search engine where you just type in their name and up they come, and that would make life a lot easier.
Yeah, certainly at this stage you've got to go to, well, get their names and then try and find them in those yep. trial, in those jump outs. So to keep up to date. All right, to race three, the Centurion is an outsider along with Highland Beat and number three, Like to Think So. Number four, Parsifal is a $6 chance. Six, Celtic Blast at $8.50 along with number seven, Satori. Eight, Phil the Flutes Adrifter this morning, $5.50 out to $7. Nine, Urac at $4.60. And then right down towards the bottom, what have we got here? 15, Honey Esprit at 13. 16, I'm Telling You at 14. Dean, there will be current prices for race three.
Yeah, I think this is a very good time to have lunch, Andrew, about quarter to one. This is as hard a race as you'd want to see. For the record, I'll go Celtic Blast, who I thought did quite a good job last start to win number six. From four, Parsifal. I don't know how he wins from barrier one down the straight, but he is going well for Will Clarkin. Nine, Urac looks to have trialled really well, back with the original trainer, and Craig Williams to ride. And 16, I'm Telling You, who is a straight track winner and was quite a good run last start from the back of the field behind William Thomas and Acadian, but a really tough race. 6, 4, 9 and 16.
Yeah, and with number nine, Urac, that recent trial there was a beauty. You do want to see it hit the line again. It struggled last campaign, but back now with Nathan McPherson. Craig Williams to ride. I think it's got a great draw just behind the speed to stalk them. To beat number 13, Clear Signal, I think this is massive odds, this horse. It trialled at Geelong. I thought trialled every bit as good as Phil the Flute, and it's about five times the price. Then went onto the heavy track at Cranbourne, or the wet track, and trialled okay. In a new stable, think it can run well fresh. Number 15, Honey Esprit, first up has trialled well. It's got a great draw to stalk my first two picks and try and chase them down. And fourth pick, number 8, Phil the Flute, who came a long, long way last campaign. Like most of the stable, it looks to be going well off its recent trial. 9, 13, 15 and 8.
9 as well here for Matt Hill to beat 13, 7 and 16. 9, 13, 7 and 16 in race 3. The National Jockeys Trust Trophy at Flemington is race 4. Number 1, Odeon for Matt and Simon. Allerton and Zara, $3.90. 3, Guizo at $5.50. Down to 7, Strategic Demand at $7.50. 8, another dollar, $3.60 now, $3.40 this morning. Number 10, Spun Ligo at $12, and 11, Tantat Trusting has been $8.750 and now back out to $8, number 11. We've got Mark now. What are your thoughts in race 4?
Not much between them here, Hoss. There's not a lot of tempo in the race. It might be a messy race, and as I say, very little between them. I'll tip number 8, another dollar, who's going to get back and just need to get the right trail into the race at the right time. I thought it ran well first up. It will be fitter. Mile Suits to beat number 1, Odeon. Needs another win, Odeon, but it's got the blinkers on. Trial well. You just know Craig Williams will put it into a spot and dominate the race. It'll be very hard to beat. 3, Guizo. At least it's in good winning form, doing nothing wrong. It's a harder race, but got a good hope. And I put number 7, Strategic Demand, in for 4th. It's going to be tucked away, needing luck, but it was good last time. It's got 51.5. And not without some chance. I'll go 8, 1, 3 and 7.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers, but I'm going with Odeon. As Mark said, he needs another win, but I like the two factors here of the blinkers on. I'm back to just a handicap, not a stakes race, and Craig Williams aboard. I think he'll be proactive on him and hard to beat. I'm hoping Strategic Demand uses his gait a bit more this time. He ran really well first up, was unlucky. He can race a lot closer to the speed at 1,600 metres. He's an 11-time winner with 51.5, so he's going to be very effective. 3, Guizo's racing well, and another dollar, who just needs to get that right run into the race, will be strong late. 1, 7, 3 and 8.
1, 7, 3 and 8 there for Dean. Matt's really keen on another dollar. Makes it his best bet of the day, number 8, to beat 3, 5 and 7. 8, 3, 5 and 7 for Matt Hill in race 4. Race 5, the current tab market here, Enbahar, an outsider at 26. 2, Aristocratic Miss at $8.50. 6, Vanuatu at $5.50. Number 10, Fabric at $4.40. 11, Great Duchess at 15. 13, Neighbourhood at $4.80. Down to 17, Chamel Lass at $5.50. They're the ones in the market. Few scratchings here, so it sort of shuffled the deck a little bit this morning. There hasn't been a lot of movement over the last couple of hours on those prices, Dean, that I've just given you.
Yes, Andrew, I'm going with, I think the Fidelia form line's the right form line for these fillies, and I'm going with number 10, and that is Fabric, who had no luck last start. Before that, ran really well to Fidelia, so the last two runs have been behind that filly. Neighbourhood ran really well behind Fidelia last start, and is a lightly race and probably open to improvement. 6, Vanuatu, interesting preparation, didn't run the 1800, came back to 1500. With the blinkers on, now back to 1400, and inside draw worries me a little bit, but she's going well. An Aristocratic Miss who beat the older horses last start, back to her own age group here, but I'm thinking 10 and 13 are the better chances. 10, 13, 6 and 2.
Yeah, I reckon the next two races are really hard here. I've got the same top pick, number 10 Fabric. It didn't have much luck last time. Certainly the right form lines. You've got Craig Williams just in outstanding form. It's got into a bad habit of missing the kick and causing itself some grief, but if things go right, it's going to be very hard to beat number 17, Chamel Lass, beaten by Harbour Views down there at the Bull, looking like outstanding form, put paid to a weak field last time, a real improver. Number 6, Vanuatu, is going to need a lot to go right from gate 1, but going well. And 13, Neighbourhood, who's done nothing wrong in two starts, should be very competitive. I thought it was an even race, 10, 17, 6 and 13.
Matt Hill goes 13 Neighbourhood to beat 6, 15 and 2. 13, 6, 15 and 2. Some new numbers there from Matt. He does look a nice horse, that you don't want to go off early, but that Harbour Views, Dean?
He does look a really nice horse, Andrew. I thought he was good at Warrnambool. I thought he was absolutely outstanding last Sunday.
Yeah, are you of the same opinion, Mark?
Oh, spot on, Hoss. Like the... there wasn't a lot in that race at Warrnambool that went to beat Chamel Lass. There's a few very ordinary maidens not far away. So the spruik, you weren't sure if it matched the ability, but gee whiz, that run at Bendigo, that win there was outstanding, and no doubt it's heading for higher places.
Yep, we'll certainly watch out there. All right, to race 6 at Flemington. We'll start with number 5, Arajar, at $12. 6, Sir Pippin. This morning's been a mover from $6.50 to $5.50. Number 6, Sir Pippin, for Chris Waller. Number 7, He Excels, at $13. Main Stage at $6.50. Down to 14, Dark Pearl, a $10 chance, along with 17, Stealthy Lucas, and 18, Admiral's Joker, currently $7.50. Mark, which way do you go in race 6?
No idea, Hoss, here. I could give you reasons why most of these won't win. I'll tip number 9, Dr. Drill, who I thought was just okay last time, was 3 wide with cover, came into the race and whacked away okay. It's just going to get a beautiful run here for Craig Williams in a very even field, should be fitter, to beat number 18, Admiral's Joker. It's going well since it got up in distance, beaten by Mr. Quickie last time. Number 6, Sir Pippin. The run was every bit as good as Dr. Drill. It has to have a chance. And I put number 8, Main Stage, who's been a major disappointment. Got out to the fast lane last time. Maybe it can go on with the job now. But I wouldn't trust many of these. I'll go 9, 18, 6 and 8.
Yeah, it's that sort of race. I'm going to throw another one in the mix here that hasn't won for a long time, and that's Arajar. I don't think she's going too badly. I think... run last start. She didn't have the turn of foot that Remember the Name did, but worked home okay. Back to Flemington, where she ran well two starts back. I just think it from a better draw might race a little bit closer and not have as much to do. Dr. Drill, I think Craig Williams from Barrier 3 will put him right in the race here, and I think he's got a great winning chance. I think Dark Pearl has been over racing at the longer trips, freshened up, back end trip can run well. And 17, Stealthy Lucas, getting fitter and out to a longer trip. But, yeah, a really open start to the quality. 5, 9, 14 and 17.
Matt Hill adds to that. He likes number 9, Dr. Drill, to beat 17, 8 and 18. 9, 17, 8 and 18. By the sounds of it, we're going wide in the first leg of the quaddy, Dean. It's might be selective betting there today. There's a couple of hard races you guys have gone through here.
Yeah, that's true, Andrew, but we'll be trimming up the next two legs, I reckon.
All right. Well, let's look at the Hilton Nicholas Straight 6 and Manalo Blahnik number 2 for Tony Noonan is a $6.50 chance. 4 Order of Command back to the straight track now $3.60. 5 Haunted this morning has been $2.70, got to $2.50, is now back at $2.60. Number 5. 6 Milwaukee an $8 chance. 8 Holborn at $10 along with Bell Sonic number 11. And they're the main ones in the market. So Order of Command, 4 to 360 the last 40 minutes or so. Haunted's got to a low of 250, but right now, Dean, it's $2.60.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough, Andrew. I think he's got to be his starting point in this race. His two runs this time, and he beat Dollar for Dollar, who ran well to the Bostonian in the 10,000, and then he ran third, probably in the worst ground, when running third to Dispatch, who then won the Goodwood. So they're both group one form lines. He's effective down the straight. He's incredibly reliable. 13 starts, 6 wins, 6 placings. And he's just probably drawn the spot. I think he's the one to beat. Manalo Blahnik. I like two factors here. The whip in the left hand with Michael D and the one-eye blinker to straighten him up. He's run well in a Coolmore down the straight. Freshened up, he can run well. Order of Command couldn't have had a better run last start once Leonardo da Vinci decided to attack for the lead in the three-wide battle or three-horse battle there. He just sat on the back of them and was too good. He's effective down the straight. He'll be competitive again. And I'll put in 8 Holbein, who's trialled okay and runs well down the straight. He just doesn't win out of turn. 5, 2, 4, and 8.
Not much to add. I think it's the best for the day, Haunted. It was a terrific win first up. Very good last time. It's got great form around it. There's not a lot of speed for a 1,200-metre race. Haunted will go forward. Craig Williams will just totally control the race and extend from the 300, and I think is a good thing. 2, Manalo Blahnik. All the reasons Dean mentioned there, the blinkers and the left-hand whip. It's going to have to sprint off a moderate speed, but you can see it chasing hard. I think it's the danger. Number 4, Order of Command. Just absolutely had the race put on for it last time. Again, it's going to have to pick up off a moderate tempo here. And I've put in number 11, Bell Sonic, who didn't have much luck last time, has drawn gate one and just needs everything to go right. I think 5's a good thing. 5, 2, 4, 11.
Completing the trio here on Haunted is Matt Hill, number 5, to beat 11, 2 and 4. 5, 11, 2 and 4 in the straight 6. We get to the Andrew Ramsden, Dean, and this has become a significant race, isn't it? Explain to our listeners.
Well, the winner is exempt from the ballot for this year's Lexus Melbourne Cup, Andrew. Simple as that. So win and you're in. You've just got to stay sound for another 5 months and get to the Melbourne Cup.
It's a big apple, isn't it, to keep these stayers going. And who knows, maybe a few of these could lob up here. I know it'll mean coming back slightly in trip, but there is the option of the Brisbane Cup as well.
Yeah, I suppose so. They can press on to something like that. But, yeah, if they can get into that Melbourne Cup field, that's everything they'll be aimed at, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it takes all the pressure off. Let's look at the market. Number 1, EastEnders, come from Tassie here for Barry Campbell, $15. Good luck to Star Thoroughbred and the team there. 2, Steel Prince at $3.30. Down to number, there's a few at big odds here. Runaway number 11 is at 23. Surprise Baby, it opened up back on Wednesday at 3.30. It's now $2.25, number 12, Surprise Baby. And number 16, She's Dashing at $9.50. Transact number 18 is a $16 chance. But, well, Mark, they've really jumped on the baby here.
Yep, only two possibles, Hoss, 2 and 12. I'm going to go for number 2, Steel Prince. If you look last time, Steel Prince just won, and there's a massive weight turnaround for Surprise Baby, and it'll be fitter, all those things. But I think Steel Prince was ridden completely upside down last time. I think it did a terrific job to dig deep and win. You've got Oliver taking over here. You've got a great barrier draw with Gay Waterhouse's horses setting the speed. I think Steel Prince can get into a fantastic spot behind them somewhere, not do any work, be produced at the right time. And when it was ridden like that a couple of starts ago, it put paid to them by about 5 lengths. So I'm looking for it to improve a lot off that last run with a better ride and can win to beat number 12, Surprise Baby. Just who knows how good this horse is. It was terrific in the Adelaide Cup. It was fantastic last time running third. Got a bad gate. We'll need some things to go right in the run. Take your pick after that. It's a long way behind them to number 11, Runaway, who's getting fitter, had that hurdle trial, and maybe number 14, Rockerell, with the blinkers going back on, is racing consistently. 2 from 12, then 11 and 14.
I'm going to go the other way. I can certainly understand the case for Steel Prince, with, especially with Damien Oliver aboard, but I just think he's very untapped, this horse, Surprise Baby, and I like that he'll be outside horses today as opposed to last start when he was cluttered up, even if he's three wide with a bit of cover and he can just round them up. I think he can win to beat Steel Prince there, the two. He's a terrific horse, Steel Prince. He's won six of his last eight, and he gets Damien Oliver, who's in white-hot form at the moment. Azuro, I think, maybe an improver. Warrnambool Cup was a stop-start, messy tempo, and he just got out of position. Did run third to Schraro and Steel Prince here back in the spring at this track and distance, and I put in 16. She's dashing. She doesn't win, but what she'll do is she'll get a... she'll get a cheap run just behind the speed for Craig Williams, and she can maybe place. But, 12 and 2 to dominate ahead of 4 and 16.
The same way from Matt Hill, number 12, to be 2, 1 and 16. 12, 2, 1 and 16 in the Andrew Ramsden at 5 past 4. The meeting at Flemington wraps up at 4.40. Number 1, Anjana there for Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. They started with a winner yesterday, I think, Dean, or last night?
Yeah, Okotox won last night, Andrew, so they've had their first winner.
Yeah, well done to them. $4 Anjana at the moment. Two Tequila Time at $9.50. Three Poised to Strike at $8.50. Four Acadian at $9.50. Five not enough effort at $7.50. Number seven Smart Alyssum at $12. Nine Mumbles at $7.50. 11 Beers with Clint at $11. And that is the tail, Dean, of the market here in the last.
Yeah, this is a tricky race, Andrew. Anjana's the best horse. She's a long way into a preparation. She's got straight track form. I think she's drawn the right spot, and I think she's got a good chance. I think she's well enough found in the market. There's one here at odds that interests me a little bit, is Nearest the Pins, number 14. It's not a usual tactic of Patrick Payne's, one run and straight to town, so that interests me. The Price Bloodstock, obviously, are traders with their horses, so they'll be trying to build this horse's profile. That interests me, and he's got 51 kilos, so thought he trialled okay. I think he's a good one at odds to consider. Five, not enough efforts, unbeaten to date. Won well at Sandown. He beat Symphonette and Turn the Tide, who have both won through the week. The inside draw, whether that's a disadvantage, might be the query down the straight, and Acadian, who ran well against the older horses last start back to his own age group here. So I think it's a tricky race. A lot of different variables. I put them in 1, 14, 5 and 4.
Yeah, I'm tipping number 1, Anjana, who is certainly, I think, the best horse in the race. Has raced well down the straight. It has had a couple of trips to Adelaide, drops back in distance, got an apprentice on in a big field down the straight. So it's going to need things to go right, but I think it's the best horse to beat number 7, Smarter Listen. I thought a recent jump out was a beauty, can go forward, sit on the speed and run well. I think number 2, Tequila Time, you just totally forget that mishap first up running 9th. Its form last campaign certainly good enough for a race like this. And I put number 16, Des Moines, in. Probably cast from gate 1 by this time of the day, but getting better with racing back from that spell. With a good win last time, there's some form out of that race. I thought it wasn't hopeless. 1, 7, 2 and 16.
Matt Hill's gone with some value here. Let me just confirm. I reckon he might have just gone with the toppy, but let me just go back to his tips. And in the last, he does go number 1, Anjana, to beat 5, 9 and 15. 1, 5, 9 and 15. Matt's best is race 4, number 8, another dollar. And that one in the last that you mentioned there, Dean, is your second tip at a bit of value in Nearest the Pins. It's gone 34, 26 and now 21. It's gone 26 to 21 in the last 40 minutes or so.
Well, I hope they're good judges, Andrew.
Yep, certainly at value, $21 and $6 right now. Mark, what's your best?
My best is race 7, number 5, Haunted, and back to race 1, number 1, Sebra Kate Hoss. They're my two for the day.
Righto, and anything extra?
Sorry, we'll go to the Bulldogs at the line, but we'll go Warwick Nabil, race 7, number 3, I'll Be Gone. You can back that each way at around $4.60.
Okay, yep, 460 right now for Nigel Blackiston. So that's race 7, number 3 at Warwick.
Race 6, number 3. I'll Be Gone.
Oh, sorry, mate, I was looking. It's 460, sorry. Race 6, number 3, I'll Be Gone, is 460 and nearly $1.90 right now. All right, Mark, good luck today, mate. Hope it's a winning one.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there looking at Flemington. What about your best, Dean?
Andrew, my best is Haunted, race 7, number 5. And the best value, I think the first, I think it'll give you a great sight in the Mimo, race 1, number 5.
He's won number five. Mate, we're up here at Eagle Farm. Maxie's in here. Michael Maxworthy primed to give us his tips for the card. We've got a couple of Victorian horses here. A lot of interest in Leonardo Da Vinci, just the improvement the horse could make off that first up run.
Well, they go one way or the other, Andrew. He had a very hard run. He'll either flatten him for the preparation or he'll spring off it and run really well. He's good enough to win. I was horrified with the tactics first up that he was up sharing the lead. He's an on-pace runner, but he was just too aggressive in the run. He needs to cover up and come with one run. He can run well, and I think Brad Rewill is riding him, isn't he?
He
knows the horse very well, so that won't be an issue. I'm going to swim outside my lane a bit and not tip a Victorian horse, but I like one in race five. Been watching Order again. I think he's ready to win, and I think he'll run very well. Race five, number 12.
Maxie, is he on the move there?
Yeah, I've been expecting a little bit more from him, Dean. Order again, but he has raced well here at Eagle Farm in the past, and he's just about ready to peak. Dare I say it, I'm with Tom Melbourne.
Oh,
I can see Order again.
That's why I'm finding something.
Oh, the Tommy. He's got Hewlett too.
Earliest. He's got me hooked today.
He has. He's about $2.25. You would never think that Tommy would be $2.25, Dean.
Well, yeah, bravery comes in all forms, Andrew.
All right, so Order again for you, something extra here in the fifth event at Eagle Farm. Good on you, Dean. We'll hear from you through the afternoon. Have a good day.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Dean Lester, Mark Hunter looking at Flemington. Michael Maxworthy back in a moment to look at every race on Kingsford Smith Cup Day.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The M4 will be closed at the Northern Road South Penrith over the June long weekend. Plan ahead and avoid the area if possible. Check live traffic for more details. Medlow Bath accident on the Great Western Highway, a car and truck crash, significant delays in the area and only light vehicles are getting through. At Kings Langley, concrete debris on Sunnyholt Road at Vardy's Road, that's impacting the northbound trip. Pennant Hills Road's busy between Thornley and Pennant Hills in both directions and towards Warunga. Pacific Highway northbound's patchy from Chatswood. Absolutely everything's on sale at Freedom. Get up to 50% off furniture and homewares. Hurry, absolutely everything's on sale at Freedom is on now for a limited time only. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Harry Angel, the horse that can fly. The world's top-rated sprinter in 2017. Emphatic winner of the Haydock Sprint Cup and the Group 1 July Cup. A precocious son by Europe's leading speed sire, Dark Angel. Harry Angel, the fast outcross sire we've been waiting for. Now standing at Darley in the Hunter Valley for $22,000 including GST. Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
Mum, I have the gift.
What gift do you possess?
A Bingley bonus 10% gift card with TVs 55 inches and above.
Oh, Lano, repeat after me.
Okay.
You have the Bingley gift card.
You have the Bingley gift card.
No, say I have the Bingley gift card.
Mum has the Bingley gift card.
Receive a bonus 10% gift card when you buy any TV 55 inches and above at Bingley.
Receive.
Lano, stop.
Conditions apply.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-3 at Eagle Farm, Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? Tab.
SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Now here's a tip, a surefire winner. International Race Week in Hong Kong. Ambassador Travel have all the 5-star details sorted. Leaving December 3, don't miss out on a week you'll never forget. Back a winner now. Ambassador Travel, 1-800-777-989 or their website, ambassadortravel.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are supporting the National Jockeys Trust appeal. When you back a winner today, support the appeal that assists former and current jockeys through injuries or hard times.
Donate now or anytime at njtappeal.com.au.
29 minutes to 10. We're broadcasting, as you know, from Eagle Farm this morning, where it's Kingsford Smith Cup Day. There's not a cloud in the sky. It is truly a magnificent morning. He's just walked into the van, Michael Maxworthy. Morning to you, Maxie.
Morning, Andrew. You're just walking through the gates, the buzz. You know, you get the hairs on the back of your neck standing up a little bit. There's just something about this track. It's although it's been done up over the years, it's still got that old world charm about it, but a little bit of heritage listed is still here. And great to be back for our first Group 1 in 2 years.
Yeah, it is. Fascinated by every race, I think, today. The likes of Noble Boy that we're about to chat to through to the Kingsford Smith Cup.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of Kiwi interest this year, principally because we're back at Eagle Farm for Stradbroke Day and the Derby. So trying to match all these form lines that I found a little bit tricky.
All right, well, let's look at them. The first race, bright and early at 10 past 11. Six Noble Boys, been at the Gold Coast for a little while. $1.55 is right now its current price with Tab. Mm. Seven F Troop at $4.80 and 13 Ghostly is the next one at $13.
It's amazing. They've just kept hammering this horse, haven't they? And I know Todd's been delighted with Noble Boy there at the Gold Coast. And how do you argue with his record? Seven starts, six wins. He blames the firm track for his defeat there at Goulburn, a very firm. And he just looks to track beautifully here. There's a lot of speed. Bill Burgess, Dreams of Plenty is going to go forward. F Troop will be started up. So I like him a little bit on the fresher side back to 1,200 metres. He should get away with this Noble Boy. To beat number seven, F Troop, I guess it depends on how much work he's got to do from that wide gate, but he's returned in very good order. Dreams of Plenty is tough as old boots, number one. Love the claim for Corey Bayliss, and he usually hangs around. He can do a bit of work early, and then 17 Egyptian Bullet looks as though she's back into some sort of form with a better run at Caulfield. 6, 7, 1 and 17.
Had Jeff Lloyd on yesterday and he said we've just got to get some sort of luck with F Troop from that draw. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's pretty sharp out of the gate.
He is sharp, isn't he?
Yeah, and he can do it both ends.
Yep. All right, so 6, 7, 1 and 17 for Maxie in race 1. Race 2, Racecourse Road number 18 for Chris Munts. This morning has been $5.50 to $4.80, number 18. 7 Charmers at $7. 8 Cruise at $7.50, along with number 10, The Avenger.
Yeah, it's interesting that Racecourse Road gets the run, and he'll cruise across the face of the field and lead here, and he just needs to relax a little bit because he can get a bee in his bonnet and want to over race early, but his form has been terrific. He's gone up a peg clearly this time around, so he's got a great chance. He'll give a good kick. I'm just thinking it sets up perfectly again for number 8, Cruise. And with this claim for Corey Bayliss, he's only got 52 kilos on his back and an inside gate. He had the inside gate at Doomben a fortnight ago, and he got up and beat one of his rivals today in the Avenger. I loved his work here at Eagle Farm on the outside of the course proper. He worked with Victorum, who's a tidy worker, and Cruz worked every bit as good as him. So I think at that price, we can back him each way all day. To beat number 8, Racecourse Road, clearly the horse that they've got to gun down in the straight. 10, The Avenger. He's a dumpy fellow, The Avenger. I think he's just about ready to peak with a few runs now. And then number 15, Tokariki Lad. He'll love getting back to the 1,400 here. 8, 18, 10, 15.
Race number 3, the Grand Prix. Many of these heading off towards the Derby, as we know. Lord Arthur for Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman. The favourite at $3.40. Green Singer Star number 1 at $5. 9, Bobby D. Another one for Baker and Forsman at $5.50. And a man to match at $6, number 2. I was at a luncheon here yesterday. I know he hopefully won't mind me saying it, but Tony Pike was one of the guests.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't see Lord Arthur being beaten here today.
Yeah, I heard that. It might have been in your show during the week, and my ears did prick up.
Yeah.
And I was trying to separate these two horses that have raced against each other, Lord Arthur and Bobby D. And that sort of convinced me, that comment from Tony Pike, that Lord Arthur just might have a class edge on Bobby D. Last time they met was 35 days ago at Ellerslie in the Championship Stakes. Now, they went at a frenetic gallop. They won't do that today. But in that particular race, Bobby D was up running about fourth or fifth. Now, he did best of the on paces to hold on in that mad speed race. And it was Lord Arthur who gave them some 10-length start coming towards the bend. It was as if he was just came down from the clouds at about the 300 metres mark, really lengthened away from them, probably flattered slightly because of the frenetic tempo. That was 35 days ago, so he's a yard watch today, and he will improve for the Derby in 2 weeks' time. But I just think there's something about him, and just listening to Tony Pike talking about an opposing horse. So I'm going to go with him to beat his stablemate Bobby D. I'm looking at the Kiwis here. One Grinzinger Star. Had a few little setbacks recently, which is not ideal, but obviously form good enough. And best of, I think, the locals, Amanda Match number 2, 8912.
To race number 4, and here Quilista's on the backup, as we know here. It's the favourite, number 4, $2.30. 8 Sabatiano at $3.40. 1 Invincibella is at 6, and Oregon's Day is at $10. 60 Eyes for Peter Ty and the crew at $11. Not a lot of movement at this stage in this market.
I think it'll be a replica of Quilista winning the Bright Shadow 7 days ago. This is almost identical, I think, the way the pace is going to be. And I think she'll jump to the lead, control the tempo, Quilista, kick and win again. She's a mare thriving as we approach the winter here in Brisbane. Three runs. I mean, she broke the land speed record at Randwick 3 back. She was great in the silk stocking, big weight, heavy track. And then last week, straight to the lead, under 60 kilos, returning faster time than Zeus Style. I just think she wins again. Sabatiano is the danger. She's going to probably sit a couple of lengths off Quilista. And Sabatiano's going to have to really dig deep if she's going to beat her. 6 Sexy Eyes sets up for a lovely run from that good gate. She can have last crack. And the quality mare at the top there, Invincibella. She did trial very well, not asked in a recent Rose Hill trial. 4, 8, 6, and 1.
Here we go, getting a bit shaky, but oh. Maxie's really strong here. The Lord Mayor's Tommy Melbourne. Tom Melbourne, number 1, the favourite at $2.30. 12 order again has been $5.50, $5, and now $4.80, number 12. 4 Lighten Your Veins is at $6.50. Le Juge, number 5, at $7. And then out to Duke of Valentinois, number 7, at $10. But as you said to Dean, you're keen on Tom.
Yeah, I think today's the day. I know everybody's saying he's only won 1 in 36, but it was only 6 starts ago that he actually won.
Yeah.
Blake Shin rode him at Randwick. And
you're trying to convince us or yourself?
A bit of both. I'm trying to convince myself that today's the day. Just looking at the ratings, he's a 105 set weights. Let's face it, a couple of close seconds to Happy Clapper coming through.
Yeah.
His overall form is super. He's just got to go out there and convince himself that he can do it. What's noticeable here, Andrew, is the lack of front runner. I think Lightning in My Veins probably comes across and leads. Blake on Tom should be able to just sit pretty second, third, fourth. And Blake's just riding with so much confidence at the moment, and I think that'll go through. I think it'll go through to Tom, and he'll get the money today. Le Juge is fantastic, but just a little concern, 18 to 2,000, back to 16 against this quality opposition. But he's a great horse, Le Juge. I love him. 7 Duke of Valentinois won this race last year at Doomben. The wide gate is a problem. And then order again. Dean, confident that order again can run well here, and I think he will. He's just had a few issues, and every time I put my money on, he sort of half disappoints. So I've got him there for fourth, 1, 5, 7, and 12.
Lord Mayor's Cup with Tom at 1:35. The Sire's Produce for the Brisbane Racing Club is race 6 at Group 2 level. The favourite number 1 is Session. This morning's been 3:40 out to 3:50. 11 Gem of Scotland. Gee, it's been a move. Maxie was just talking about it off air. $5 to $4 this morning, number 11 over the last hour, Gem of Scotland. 2 Strasbourg at 5. 3 Tsar Sun at 5.50 and 6 Disruptor up here for Gary Portelli at 7.50. Tsar Sun, is there much pace around it?
There is. He possibly leads here from the inside gate. He'll look to lead, and I guess it depends on what happens thereafter, whether a couple of these start up out wide. The difficulty here is, and this is an excellent race, is the form lines are coming from all over the place, yep. So it's just hard to get a grasp on the race.
Yep.
A little concerned with Gem of Scotland. She's been up a long time, obviously very well managed by Rex Lipp. So she's had, what, 4 starts. She's had a trial in between. Barriers win races, and that barrier last week was nasty, and she was only just touched off. Here she's got stall number 12, so I haven't got her in the numbers, but granted, if it pans out, she's got the ability to win for sure. I'm looking at Gates. It beat Disruptor last start in that dubious race. He hesitated from a wide gate. In fact, he's had a couple of nasty gates. This time, Disruptor has drawn barrier four. Lovely looking colt. Had a good look at him in the yard there at Doomben, and I'm happy to go with him. I think it's spot on. Third up, good gate. I understand he's thriving. To beat number one, Accession, who's second up. He comes through that heavy track, second placing in the Ken Russell, where the fit is stronger, only got him late. To Strasbourg, comes out of that dubious Disruptor race, and he was slightly held up, turning into the straight. An argument to suggest, had he got clear running, he might have tested the winner. And then number three, Tsar Sun. I'm sure he's going to hang around and run top four. 6, 1, 2, and 3.
That's the sires. To race seven, large lineup in the Premier's Cup here over the 2200. Lubba Lubba back from weight for age here at $4.60, just favourite. Over the Candyman, number 20, gets a start now at $4.80. Five, the Lord Mayor at $5. Two, Harapour is at $6.50. And our Libretto, number 9, they've had no luck with draws either. It's a $9 chance. Lubba Lubba's the favourite. Tommy Berry takes the ride here.
18 runners. It's going to be a great spectacle over the 2,200 metres, and it is a pin job. I just don't know what to do here. I was keen on this Kiwi mare Igraine at Doomben the other day in the Chairman's, and she was only beaten, but she was beaten by a good one in Le Juge, who's in great form at the moment. So Igraine races handy and puts herself in a forward position, which could be an advantage in this big field. So at her price, I'm just going to play her each way. To beat number 10, Cool Chap. Now, he's got decent form behind him, this fellow, and the distance is not a problem. Then 20, the Candyman. He's got gate number one in this big field. He can often hesitate. We can miss the start.
Okay.
Possibly he could get buried in the ruck, but he's got one of the best pilots in terms of navigational skills. No one is better than Michael Carl. So he's such a popular horse, the Candyman. And then number seven, Lubba Lubba, as you say, dropping back from the Doomben Cup behind Kennedna. A lot of chances, but at this point, 11, 10, 20 and 7.
Sounds like you could be changed on that through that age.
Absolutely.
If Le Juge came out and went bang, you'd just follow that form.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think each way a grain here, and I know they're keen to run it in the 3,000-metre race coming up in a few weeks.
Okay, for Rob Priscott. Let's move to the Group 1, the TAB Kingsford Smith Cup in market order here. Number 6, Trekking, is the favourite at $6. 2, the Bostonian at 8, along with 3, Victorum. 12, I Am Excited at 9. 14, Ring a Ding Ding at $10. 17, Outback Barbie, out to $12 this morning, and Prompt Response is at $15. I want to mention the 2-year-old to get your thoughts dubious. It's now $17 here for Nikita Berriman.
No, I can't.
You can't?
I can't come into him at all.
Yeah. It's a strong addition, isn't it?
This is a quantum leap for dubious. Very even bunch, Andrew. As we know, wayfarage races, usually the cream rises to the top when you look at the ratings and form, but nothing stands out here. Most people will be looking at the 10,000 form, the likes of the Bostonian, Dollar for Dollar, Outback Barbie, even Man Booker. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
And I think today, for the first time for a long time, we're going to see him actually get covered up.
And the trainer is extremely happy to have the extra 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Dan Morton. He feels now that the horse going has got used to going this way, formerly obviously from Perth, but the track work has been first class.
Well, he was first up for 5 months, and as you say, he drew gate 13 there in the 10,000. He was caught in an awkward spot on the circle there at the 6:50, three deep back in the field. Nothing he could do about it, but I love the way he kept on finding the line, and I just want to see him get some cover for a change in a race. He'll do that today, and he'll run at them in the straight. However, having said all of that, you can make a case for 10 or 12 of these horses and perhaps even miss the winner. I'm going for number 10 here, Prompt Response for Chris Waller. She's a mare that's been racing at the elite level in 3 runs back, and she's been doing a good job. She's had a recent trial. But what convinces me with her is that she loves this time of the year. She's been here the last 2 years. I think she's had 2 starts and then 2 starts last year. She's won a Group 1 and a Group 2. And she's the kind of mare that can put herself into the box seat here, Prompt Response, and she never runs poorly. So each way her, Man Booker number 9, the knockout, 6 Trekking definitely, He was good last start at Scone, gets a lovely run. So too does his three-year-old stablemate number 11, Encryption. 10, 9, 6 and 11, but a stack of others as well.
Yeah, bring it on. Big group one at 3.35. The last is also a terrific race for the three-year-olds, the Fred Best Classic. Vega 1, number 6, is the favourite here at Tab at $3.80. 2 Military Zone having its last run of the prep at $4.20. 4 Satori's up from Victoria at $5. Pahuta Kawa, number 14, at 7. And then it's out to Seabrook, who got a good push yesterday. I got from Mick Price. The horse has been flying on the track. Been up here for a couple of weeks. Had a quiet jump out of Deegan last Tuesday week. It's $11.
Well, that's good to hear that she's been here for a while. I love her as well. A lot of these horses that have been racing through the order, Mandrew, are dropping back in distance. The likes of Zutori, Seabrook, Pahuta Kawa. Whereas Military Zone, his last two starts have been over the 1,400. I wasn't that happy to hear you say that it's going for a spell after today.
Yes, no.
I just loved his last start, second placing there at Scone, when he had to go back from that wide gate. Wild Planet led, controlled and won, whereas this guy had to make up 8 lengths in the straight.
Strong.
I thought he was terrific. So I'm going to play him Military Zone. He should be able to settle a lot closer. Definitely 12 Seabrook. I think she'll be hitting the line hard. And I thought she was a star worker here on the course proper on Tuesday. She worked in company Seabrook. She looked terrific. 6 Vega 1, troubled a little bit by the wide gate. And he's got to step on level terms with them. He can be a little bit hit and miss at the start. And then 14, Pahuta Kawa. 2, 12, 6 and 14. And I want to watch this Kiwi galloper as well. Vigor winner number 9. Now, I don't know how he measures up against these quality three-year-olds here, but by gee, visually, he looks like a star.
Blake Shin had a couple of options here. He went with the Kiwi. I reckon he rode something else that's high up in the market in this race. I was going to have a look yesterday and forgot all about it. Which one is it, Maxie? Is it Vega 1?
He rode Vega 1 last start.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I just didn't know how to measure Vigor winner's form. But if you look at the videos, visually, he looks an outstanding prospect.
Yeah.
So today will tell us a lot because there's some decent competition against him.
Righto, Jeff Lloyd's got the call up on Vega 1, which is a good pick-up for him. All right, so they're the tips for the 9 race card here at Eagle Farm, which begins in an hour and 20 minutes. So which way do we go is a good thing.
All right, I think race 4, number 4, Qualista. And if Thomas Melbourne wins, nobody will care about the Kingsford Smith Cup. I mean, the celebrations across the country will be extraordinary.
Go Tom Melbourne, but the best is race 4, number 4, Qualista. Maxie, thanks for dropping into our OB area here. Hope a terrific day. Hope you got plenty of winners.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Maxie. Michael Maxworthy looking at Eagle Farm. And, of course, today's meeting is all a part of the Racing Queensland Tab Winter Carnival. Winter, of course, starts this time next week, but it is the Winter Carnival. And I'm looking across into the mounting yard. Horses are here, obviously, for the first couple of races. We've got all these attractive races, the Grand Prix, the Lord Mayor's Cup, the Sire's Produce, the Premier's Cup, the Fred Best, and of course the ultimate group one is the Kingsford Smith Cup. It's all a part of the Tab Racing Queensland Winter Carnival beginning here at Eagle Farm in an hour and 20 minutes. Gary Harley's online. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Beautiful day in Gosford. 24, 25 degrees, blue skies everywhere.
Yeah, they are everywhere, mate. We're the same up here and it's just the same everywhere. It's we're going to need some rain here shortly, I can guarantee you. The first race at Gosford, Satirical Knights, the favourite, Gary, number 5 at 250, just over Zenadini, number 7 at 260.
I made Zenadini the best bet. Les Bridges got the filly. He did run third at Ramwick, first up the Romantic Whisper, and then went to Hawkesbury and was pretty disappointing. Some of the boys blame the young apprentice. Thought that the ride wasn't that great, but I couldn't find a lot wrong with the ride. Hit the front at the 200. In the straight, he went back to the inside, and he was ended up getting beat about a length and a half that day. But he come to Newcastle, or she did next start, and she was run down late by Cotton, who's a very promising stayer of John O'Shea. He was beaten a length. She hit the front at the 200, and that was 1850. He might have just didn't run the 1850 back to a mile today. I think she'll be hard to beat. Satirical night for John Sargent. Always a chance in a race like this. He's going pretty good at the moment. He runs third at Wyong and third at Hawkesbury's last two. His last run at Hawkesbury, I thought he was going to win in the straight, and the sweep has got him late. Number two, Costa Zoo, runs a few placings without winning, just grinds away. And three, Elcano's got a chance. 7, 5, 2, and 3.
Race 2, Fricker's number 1, the favourite here at 3.40. 4, Sir Elton, also at 3.40. It's been the mover this morning, 3.50, 3.40 now. And Oslo, number 6, right there in the market also, Gary, at $3.50.
Who's riding Sir Elton, Andrew, because McGarren's not riding.
Yeah, Chad Lever picks up the ride here on Sir Elton.
Right. I thought Lee Curtis has always had a chance, blazing. Had a bit of value there. It annihilated them in a recent trial at Rose Hill to win the 3.5 lengths. Led well clear. Cathy rode it, and it bolted in, and she never pushed it out at all. It won two trials in October, November, Warwick Farm, and Hawkesbury got a good barrier. Sean Geimer rides. It's a jump-and-run type of horse. I think it'll be hard to beat round Costin. Number 6, Oslo, is one of the stones. Mitchell Bell rides. Won a trial at Randwick just after Anzac Day, and then run second in a recent trial at Rose Hill, was nailed late. Got beat about 5 lengths at Sunny Run on the Beaumont track back in January. It's a Piero gelding. I expect it to be fit after two trials in the market tells you. It'll run a big race. Fricker's New Zealand bred horse with Bjorn Baker. Bucko's riding. Gee, it's trial. The other day at Hawkesbury was a beauty, and it shared the lead and absolutely bolted in, ease down. I can see why it's well on the market. And number 4, Sir Elton, trial good too. 2, 6, 1, and 4.
And while you've been discussing that, it's been 3.40 now to $3, Sir Elton, and a clear favourite over Fricker's in race number 2. Race 3, a benchmark 64. Godolphin have got the favourite here, Destorna, number 7, at $2.30. Just drifting out a little bit to that price. 5, Elba Wings, $4.20 to $3.40 in the last hour. Gary, number 5.
When they bet, the connections of that horse, Alba Wings. It was heavily backed the day it won at Newcastle. Look, I've gone for the Storner. Got to get a lovely run from the one barrier. Blake Briggs aboard. It won the other day when Rachel King rode it at Hawkesbury on debut. It was midfield, hit the front at the 200, just kept going. Exceed Excel, filly, lovely filly. He's going to get the best run, you'd think. Alba Wings, the day it won at Newcastle. It is owned by the Wanless family. The day it won there, it was heavily back on debut, and that was way back in March, 21st of March, a couple of months ago. Trialled nicely at Newcastle recently. Was running third of the trial and ran on under no pressure from Aaron Bullock. It went really good the day it won. Digger rides it today from a good barrier. It'll run well now. The money's come for it. One quick mix got a place out, and likewise, Adam Duggan's horse, number 3, Cascada Rosser. 7, 5, 1, and 3.
And in that race, Cascada Rosser is now Mitchell Bell. Race 3, number 3, Mitchell Bell. Matt McGurran won the Casino Cup, and we learned after that race yesterday, Gary, that he was riding with severe injury to a rib or ribs.
Yeah, they thought he might have broke his rib. He had a fall in the morning, I think, at track work. Wherever he's riding work, and
yeah.
He went ahead and rode. They're tough, no doubt about that. National Jockeys Trust Day, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we do. We urge people, that's a case, the TAB National Jockeys Trust Appeal. Go to njtappeal.com.au, particularly today. Race 4 at Gosford, number 3, Show Mind to the firm favourite here, 2.40. 5, Mo the Great is at 4.40. And 6, Nisselroy has been 6, now $4.80.
Yeah, I like Show Minder. I was going to pick Luke a bit of scratch by the top weight. So Show Minder won well at Kembler over the 1,500 last start. Got back worse in midfield. Won the race a bit keen early. And when Mitchell Bell got it across field, chase hard to win. I think it'll win again today. Nacho Libre's form looks only fair this time in, but is much better than that. He's a much better horse than that. He's with Paul Cave. Bucko Rogers with a good barrier. He might strike a bit of form today. Whistleroy. I've trained him for, I'm not sure, but the trainer up at Armidale, Keith Smith, and he has got this horse flying at the moment. It's wins at Tamworth and Grafton recently have been outstanding, a rising class, but it's got a home. And number five, Mova Drake, should strike form now, third up, and is capable of running a big race here, 3, 4, 6 and 5.
3, 4, 6 and 5 in race four. The market in race five, Waller and Lever here. Number seven, Catwalk's the favourite at 260. Three, Mini Boom, now 360. So Catwalk, 260. Mini Boom, 360. And Egyptian Missile at 460. And take note, under the pump here, Gary, which is number 15, is Serge Lisney. Bobby Alyssa unable to ride in that race. So Serge Lisney is race 5, number 15.
Right. I like Egyptian Missile. Debuted, your mate has got it, debuted in a black type race at Scone, and Libertini won the race, and it's headed for Group 1 stardom and bowled it in. This horse's run was an absolute ripper. Got back near last and made up a ton of ground in the straight. Got beat about 5 lengths. Talking about a Group 1 back to a maiden today at Boston. Year-old maiden will benefit from the debut run. Rachel Murray rides from Barrier 1. And I expect it to be real strong late. It'll be hard to beat. Number 7, Catwalk for Chris Waller. Have a look at the trial. It's on debut. The last trial at Rose Hill at 1. Jumped straight to the front, led all the way. Wasn't pushed out and looked pretty good in that trial. Won a trial of the Gold Coast way back in October. It's one of Denise Martin's syndication. It'll run well, no doubt. The market tells you that. Mini Boom's 1-2 trial. There's a late scratching the other day at Wyong a couple of weeks back. I think something happened to the float coming up. And there was a wrap on it that day. I expect it'll go well for Bucko and Gay and Adrian. And number 4, Soul Soldier. Didn't go too bad. It's only run. And CJ Graham rides for the new boss, the Snowdens, today. 5, 7, 11 and 4.
Race number 6 at Gosford. Number 5, Fight for Love is the